Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've talked a lot about eugenics being the religion of the globalist. Eugenics, and not just the popularized, simple eugenics that's taught in textbooks, but the real eugenics as a cosmology, as a belief system, and really religion for the ruling class and their rationale for what they do. And I went and saw films like Tron a few years ago, the new Tron with Jeff Bridges. I went and saw Superman, Man of Steel last night with my father and two older children, my son and oldest daughter. I went and saw, of course, Oblivion. And all of these films have an anti-eugenics message that are extremely strong. And I don't really spend a lot of time in contact with Hollywood people, just because even when they contact you, then you've got to run after them, and it's a big hassle, and most of them, 9 out of 10, don't want to come on air. I know there's a Christian Bale movie they're making right now that they want me to be in, that's got a big director putting it out, and I haven't even really followed that up too much. I know that Adam Kokesh is in a big movie that's coming out. My point is that anti-New World Order ideas have infiltrated Hollywood. They don't want to just be left or right. People are really into the reality of what's happening. And, you know, I know for a fact Ridley Scott listens to the show. That's all I'm going to say. That's why I really don't like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, because I know they've been listeners going back about 8 years ago. And then look at all the stuff they do. It's like they know this info and decide to totally join the New World Order. I guess it's a move they think is the winning team. And I didn't mean to start the broadcast with a whole Hollywood rant. It's just that I really found about 90% of the messages last night in Man of Steel. And I'm not a Superman fan of a superhero in, you know, red underwear. The story's interesting, and it's a Christ story. That's admitted, by the way. I talked about it yesterday, or no, Sunday being a Christ story, and I saw comments on InfoWars that I was crazy and stuff. The creators of it in 1933 said it was a Christ story. That's not debatable, by the way. That's not me just saying that. I know it sounds weird, but truth is stranger than fiction. But I just kind of had a realization this morning, and then once I started the show just now, before I get into all this serious news, that it is a really positive thing that Hollywood, especially the newer generation, people up to even age 50, 60 years old, is one of the newer generations, but the new generation, especially, you know, 30 years old or so, are really awake to how the world works and very cynical. Just like you see the newspapers having record, you know, low credibility and Congress having record low credibility. People sitting in the command chairs of propaganda really don't like what's going on. And you've got the old mafia, which is literally mafia. Jewish mafia, Italian mafia, big banking mafia, Saudi Arabian mafia, Chinese mafia. Now is real big in Hollywood, controlling what can and can't be done. There is a major rebellion right under the surface that's been going on. And I've talked about this before, but I mean, I go see these movies and it's like something I would make if I had that skill. Man of Steel had a very good message. But in a way, it's almost a revelation of the method. I think that's why the establishment allows this stuff to come out, because it's an externalization of the hierarchy. But I'll do a review in the third hour, at the start of the third hour, on Man of Steel. Stay with us.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have a astrophysicist and world-renowned meteorologist scheduled to join us from London. They're part of the second hour today. Piers Corbin is one of the most sought-after regional and worldwide trend forecasters, sometimes even a year ahead on weather forecasting according to the sun and the position of the moon. Of course, the ancients knew that. They didn't know why, but the moon tends to position itself in front of the solar winds and the solar particles. And so depending on what's going on with the sun and then what's happening with the moon and its position, that then is one of the largest drivers of weather. And they know that when there's big solar flares or when the sun's going into cycles where there's a higher level of flares, that when a big flare ejects and goes in the direction of the Earth, the flame stops billions of miles away from the Earth. But the radiation, the different wavelengths continues, and that's why anytime they announce a giant solar flare hitting the Earth, it can be a clear blue sky. And I go, well, I'm looking forward to the thunderstorms tonight. Because it's a fact that that's the main generator. It's not potash like scientists thought 50, 60 years ago. It is particles coming in out of space that then pick up other particles and create an electrical charge as they come into the atmosphere, and then causes a focal point for nuclei to expand, and allow water droplets and other particulate to build up. But I don't want to go off into the study of meteorology. Just the UN said 4 years ago, though, at their big hearing over in Denmark, that we vote that the sun does not affect climate. It is all humans. And they voted. And so the sun has nothing to do with the temperature of the earth. Now, any moron, I guarantee you, somebody with a full frontal lobotomy, you can say to him, why is it hot, Billy? It is hot to beat the sun out. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here. Everyone knows, but the UN tells you it's not the sun. Because they can't really put a tax on that. They're trying to put taxes on solar panels now. They actually have put them on the manufacturer in many countries, but they want to tax you to put solar panels on your roof in many areas now. So I guess I shouldn't joke around and say that they don't want to admit the sun controls most of our climate and weather and changes in it with its fluctuations, just as it does the weather on all the other planets and Mars. Very, very interesting to see. To see all of that unfolding now. So we're going to be discussing that coming up, that conspiracy theory that the sun affects our climate, because Al Gore says it doesn't, and he's God after all. He knows best, coming up in the second hour today. At the start of the third hour, I'm going to spend a few minutes giving you my review of Man of Steel. I went and saw the new Superman movie last night, and I'm not a big fan of comic book movies. I mean, I like more historical or just straight up probable type scenarios in science fiction, because yesterday's science fiction is today's reality in many cases. What man imagines, man can tend to build. What humankind envisions, we tend to build. But you understand that science fiction and just the culture in general that's programmed is there to sell a message. And the message I'm seeing in films like The New Tron and The New Man of Steel and Oblivion overall is a very, very healthy message. And that is mirrored by what I know about people inside Hollywood, that the hottest thing for more than a decade, and it just gets hotter and hotter, is what you call conspiracy, which is just getting outside the box, questioning, learning more. That's all it is. Not trusting known liars. And there is a old Hollywood mafia guard that is intimidating and trying to go after people that try to put out positive messages. But what's happening is so many people aren't going along with it in Hollywood that you see the choice now to the anti-family, pro-death, pro-evil, dehumanizing messages versus the more positive messages. And because there's now choices out there, the positive messages are so much more popular that the old Hollywood mafia, even though they want to dehumanize people, have trouble not putting out the positive messages because it's still somewhat of a free market and they want to be more profitable. That's why the globalists openly say they want to get rid of any free market and just have a oligopoly run by central governments with a few major corporations, is because they have to then go with the market and go with what people want. And I have been in meetings with the biggest lawyers in Hollywood, you know, famous names. I have met, for every famous Hollywood person you've heard on this show, I've met 9 or 10 big ones that are just as big or bigger, who are afraid to go on air. And it is mind blowing to see the revolution of awakening in Hollywood, not just in the general public. You see Congress with an incredibly low approval rating, the mainstream media with an all time low. 77% saying they absolutely trust nothing they say. And by the way, that's a new Gallup. There's several new polls on that, but a new Gallup poll that's pretty much a push poll. It's more like 5%, 6% from what I've seen trust the system and like the system. And usually those are people that are working for the system and are on a power trip and also not too bright. So I'll get to more of that at the start of the next hour. It's not even so much about Man of Steel, though I will review the film. It's about seeing these messages. Some would argue it's a revelation of the method, an externalization of the hierarchy. And I think that's why the upper echelon social engineers allow it or rationalize they're doing it. But the truth is sexy. The truth is liberty is sexy. The truth is people fundamentally can lie to themselves and say that evil and dehumanization is going to give them power. But deep down, people are hardwired to know you're not going to escape what you're doing. So folks that have used the dark side to gain power, they actually, if you could use this term, lust after the light. It's the grass on the other side of the canyon that is truly greener. And so it's a paradox. Most of them then just get to where they hate goodness and want to eradicate it because they want to sleep in the dark slumber of wickedness, and it's like a bright light being on. They want to extinguish it. But others who were brought up in evil but aren't completely wicked, they are drawn towards the light. So we're going to be breaking that down today. And again, Hollywood puts out these deceptive messages like, Carol Ann, stay away from the light. Go away from the light. Well, the truth is you want to go towards the light. And again, these are just archetypal images. Or in Devil's Advocate, Al Pacino tells Keanu Reeves, another guy that's fully awake and super smart, but so proud he doesn't talk to anybody. So the media calls him stupid. It's actually the opposite. And the devil says, you know, I'm a fan of man. I want to empower humanity. And I want you to have free will, when it's really the opposite. And whether you believe in a physical entity or spirit in the universe of death and destruction, you might as well believe in the devil, because there's people that act and behave like the devil in this world, in this universe. Now, I want to get into the NSA news and this ongoing soap opera and how the system tries to spin it. There's also riots and demonstrations going on from Turkey to Brazil. They start out as peaceful demonstrations, and then the police come and attack people, so then they fight back. We're going to be getting into that. We're going to be getting into the G8 going on in Ireland with aircraft carriers off the shore for the president, which is just ridiculous. And the media obsessing over Michelle Obama's hair, just training the public to be petty. We're going to also get into the phasing out of men as astronauts and as soldiers, but that's part of the phasing out of humans, period. So I'm going to be explaining that as well here today. And we're also going to go over some of the news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, like NFL to enhance public safety by implementing clear bag policy, and then that'll also be on the streets now. They're even proposing in England making you carry clear bags everywhere. They've got NSA telephone poles going up. We told you about this 2 years ago. Even though it was publicly admitted, people couldn't believe it. Now it's being announced in Wired Magazine like it's a good thing. And it's also admitted that Amazon actually has CIA computers inside of it. So the new way they're going to hide in plain view that all the telecommunications companies have the NSA and CIA inside of them is that, the CIA and NSA are leasing space inside Google and Amazon. Yeah, and they're right next to the NSA bases and right next to the NASA bases. NASA's the shadow government, by the way. I'm going to be explaining that as well. And again, you notice everything I've told you is now coming out in the news exactly as I told you. What do you just think? I just came up with some narrative that was this complex and this detailed, and then it just so happens to match what's now coming out. I know their entire agenda, okay? Because they brag about it. That's what I keep trying to explain to people. So we're going to be breaking all this down when we come back. It's like I talked about yesterday, New York Times. The brainstems of the Gulf War troops really are rotting. Wonder what did it? Nerve gas, 18 years ago in the studies. Our government blew up the nerve gas and told them to take their mask off. Just like they knew the dust was deadly at the World Trade Center. Just like they know glyphosates are giving you breast cancer. They're doing it on purpose, okay? I don't know how else to explain this to you people. They're murdering everyone.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, let's get into the NSA that the public is now being introduced to, like children being introduced to the outdoors. They're just opening the doors up and showing you what you can see on the surface, but there's a big wide world, a whole universe of surveillance out there. The entire infrastructure worldwide, from Japan to the United States, from Germany to Chile, from South Korea to South Africa, from Moscow, Russia to Beijing, China, there is a unified global corporate government trying to take over what's left of nation states, trying to break down the family, trying to take over society, and hardwiring the most lethal systems they can into the wireless grids. If there's a TV flicker rate that mesmerizes and lowers brainwaves, they go with that one in the global standardization and have international policy boards. If there's a particular wavelength of microwave relay from a cell phone that is particularly deadly, tuned exactly to rattle DNA strands apart, they will globally meet and pay any amount of money to make sure that's adopted. You see, everything is tuned to be the most horrible possible. They have giant international boards to make sure that it's adopted with the BT corn and the BT wheat and the BT on and on, growing its own pesticide so you have unlimited cancer and organ failure and liver failure, pancreatic failure. They have international bodies for the standardization and doctors they pay to say babies need 75% sugar. Everybody knows they need like 25%. And then it's all done to kill you, okay? Like shooting a black man up with syphilis when he comes in for a vaccine, okay? That's done to kill his butt and make it long and painful and to spread it. When they tell the troops, take your mask off, we just blew up chemical plants, that's an order. That's on record. They wanted our troops to sit there and breathe that in. They want you dead. Okay? You're like, well, why would they kill you? Because if they kill me, folks, it could disrupt the entire experiment. They have expected people like me to come along in their actuaries. And I've read about myself in books before I was born. Not about me individually, but about people like Alex Jones, people like you. They talk about it. There'll be many gallant, beautiful souls that... in CFR meetings that try to resist us and don't see we're doing it for the betterment, and they'll have to be killed. Yeah, that's H.G. Wells. We'll have to pay. And then he was requoted in the CFR. John just popped in my ear. You ought to set it up, John, when you want to pop in on air, where you're actually on air. I've told you guys a million times. I love it. It just, you're allowed to pop in, but do not do it where you're not on air, because then I'm just sitting there talking to the air. Thanks. The point is that I've read hundreds of books about their whole plan written 100 years ago, written 160 years ago, written 50 years ago, written, 90 years ago. And it's not my opinion. You want me to sit here and give you the latest dribbles of news? What? How the telecoms have the CIA inside of them? And now they're spinning it that, oh, they get service too. That's how they hide it. Or, oh, there's new smart streetlights coming that give you free internet. Oh, and watch you and steal everything you're doing and have microphones on them. And it's like, yeah, big deal, Alex. It's a government program to give us free internet. See, from 2 years ago, it couldn't be true that there's not streetlights up listening to us, even though it was admitted, to, oh, yes, we need that. It's free internet. No, you're paying for it with tax money. I'm just watching them roll this out to you. And people are so dumbed down, I see them commenting on InfoWars, not the majority, but some of them going, I don't understand it. I've seen news articles written going, what's he talking about? Why would the government want to kill us? We pay taxes on money they issue. They only use us paying taxes to be able to control the economy and pick winners and losers. Why is Alex claiming they want to give us cancer when I give all the evidence? They're like children. Well, I wouldn't do that, so nobody's going to do that to me. Long segment coming up, but here's what's coming up. Document cam shot, please, for folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. FBI looks for leaks at Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Look at the lie. It's all for domestic, but they call it foreign. The Federal Reserve is a foreign bank, so they call it Federal Reserve. Everything's a lie. That's like they have the... They have one of the White House spokesmen come out and call it non-lethal, lethal aid. The same guy that came up with kinetic action, he came up now with non-lethal aid. And then he calls it lethal. I have the transcript from the press conference. Lethal, non-lethal. I mean, perfectly Orwellian. Lethal, non-lethal aid.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And I am your guest host here, Alex Jones, being sarcastic. Folks, there is a bunch of news that we're going to be getting to here today. And we are going to take your phone calls after our guest leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, getting into weather, weapons, and other systems. But first off, I want to go to a trailer for a new film that I'm in, called State of Mind, that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is an important film to get into the mind warfare systems that are being used, not just here, but around the world. And a general public that has been brought up within these different systems of programming and control. And so we'll go ahead and go to that trailer now. Here it is. Are we choosing our own paths, our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
C.S. Lewis said, when training beats education, civilization dies.
We need to always be cognizant of, as a free society, that information can be used as a weapon.
Barrier to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge.
We are seen as nothing but biological androids.
To gain control of education in America, not for a philanthropic purpose, but to change the thinking of the American people.
From the time we're very young, we're taught to, you know, worship authority, basically, because that's our key to survival as young children.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control. From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
In the CIA, scientists could actually film people who had been surreptitiously dosed with LSD.
There's a brain entrainment process that takes place.
That gives the government free rein to create whatever story or narrative it wants to create.
Whatever the public face of something is, whatever they're talking about publicly, there's something else over here they're probably not looking at.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would fully endorse, not only endorse, but demand a war.
When you watch mainline establishment television, you are putting yourself in front of the barrel of a gun.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control, psychological warfare, brainwashing. Are we controlled and manipulated? You bet.
That's mind control par excellence.
Find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes with this new groundbreaking documentary film, State of Mind. Available exclusively at Infowars.com.
All right, folks, we are back live. And again, I get really wound up about this information because I know it's real. And I just see everybody going around in the world taking what the globalists are doing to us like it's no big deal. And the New World Order takes our adaptability and our capacity to put up with stuff, and they use that against us incrementally to get us conditioned to basically accept anything and everything. This is a very important film. It's very well done. I'm honored to be in it. It's got Colonel Schaefer in it. It's got author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin. It's got a bunch of psychiatrists and psychologists and scientists in it. It's got great minds in it as well, like the fellow that heads up No More Fake News, Mr. Rappaport. It's a very well done film, and the first 5,000 people that get it will get a free copy of the DVD film, The American Dream, 35-minute animated comical documentary, great for the unwashed masses, the uninitiated masses who aren't aware of this information. It is a free film on the first 5,000, and they are going very, very quick. I've got 15,000 DVDs and Blu-rays. I've partnered with the filmmakers to help them really roll it out to the public in a big way because I think it's important. And so the first 5,000 orders will get the Free American Dream DVD with it. And both of these make great gifts to wake people up. And I'm very thankful to all of you that support us and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com and get both of the films. Now, it starts shipping July 15th, but we have them in the warehouse right now, but the official release date is July 17th, and we're going to premiere the documentary State of Mind on the night of the 17th of July. We're going to have the filmmakers and some of the people that are in the film here in Austin. We're flying them in to do like a special 3-4 hour nightly news where we'll talk about the film, play the film, and then comment on the film afterwards. So it will premiere coming up and also be archived for everybody that's a PrisonPlanet.tv member then. All right, folks. I'm going to play a piece that I talked about a few days ago that Jakari Jackson did dealing with the video game Rainbow Six. This is one of the popular shoot 'em up military strategy games. And it's every new military game that's coming out, you fight American gun owners, Tea Partiers, who are terrorists. And this is just the total branding. And it's lined up to then stage events and blame it on us. You can bet your bottom dollar That's what's going on. So I'm going to get to this report, then I'll get to the latest on NSA, the latest on the G8, the latest on arming Al-Qaeda publicly in Syria, and a lot more. And then our guest is going to be joining us from London. But here is a piece that aired on InfoWars Nightly News. So we're playing it here for the radio listeners.
This is for the homes you foreclosed on, the bailouts you took. We are the true patriots.
The long in development Rainbow Six Patriots has been confirmed for the next generation of gaming consoles. I'm Ja'Kari Jackson with an InfoWars news alert. Now, of course, the next generation of gaming consoles not only includes PlayStation 4, but also Xbox One, the same Xbox which is made by Microsoft, which has been alleged in the Prism scandal, which contains advanced tracking features in their unit, but that's not the point of this report. Rainbow Six is a highly decorated tactical team, as the InfoWars.com article points out. Team Rainbow faces a new and very real threat called the True Patriots, a highly trained, well-organized revolutionary group that claim the American government is irrevocably corrupted by greedy politicians and corporate special interest. The True Patriots will do whatever it takes to reclaim their country. It goes on to say, players will face critical scenarios that will require them to make tough ethical decisions in order to stop this new breed of terrorist. We'll get to those tough ethical decisions in just one moment. And keep in mind, this is the statement from the game's own publisher, Ubisoft. Now, InfoWars has well documented in numerous reports how the mass media demonizes militia groups.
The real programming is happening with these shows like Founding Fathers, where the guy that's pro-gun in Texas and leading the militia, he's really Al-Qaeda, which fits into the whole narrative that, oh, it's white Al-Qaeda, or gun owners are really Al-Qaeda.
This game doesn't stop with just patriots. It also goes after survivalists, people who can skin a buck and run a trot line.
We'll do exactly what we say, or we will field dress her like a deer.
This game is a mirror for real life. Not only when conservatives and patriots are targeted by the IRS, but also when the Department of Homeland Security trains to fight the, quote, free American citizens in an exercise. And don't forget about the DHS's no hesitation targets. Now back to those ethical choices. Shooting police is nothing new in video games, but when you play a game such as Grand Theft Auto, the action is viewed as criminal and is often optional. But you'll see in this trailer for Rainbow Six, not only is the act of shooting police encouraged, it is mandated to advance in the game.
Engage NYPD immediately. Are you ordering friendly fire? No time to radio now. Take the shot. Shoot your woman. They're down.
And if you think that anything in this report has been taken out of context, listen to the game's former creative director, David Sears.
Speaking of those terrorists, who are they now this time? They're homegrown? What does that mean exactly?
They're homegrown. Domestic terrorism is a pretty significant threat facing the United States. And it's the idea that terrorists now look just like you or me. So it makes differentiating between, you know, friend and foe a lot more difficult, which is totally new for Rainbow.
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who?
Founding Fathers.
You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere?
Yeah.
And we'll end with the December 2011 edition of Game Informer magazine. It asks the question, you fought Nazi, Russian, North Korean, and Middle Eastern threats. Rainbow Six Patriots ask, can you turn your weapon on your fellow countrymen? So targeting Americans, killing hostages, and shooting police because using a radio was too inconvenient, that's the new Rainbow Six Patriots. And many real patriots have not taken this lying down. They've gone to the Ubisoft website, their Facebook page, and their Twitter page, and voiced their disgust. I'm Ja'Kari Jackson with an InfoWars news alert.
We will field dress her like a deer.
Our government, our supposed media, is putting out every drama, every sitcom, almost every shoot 'em up video game, the new enemy. And you see this if you watch television. The new enemy, the worst people, are gun-owning militia people. And it's very racist because in all these TV shows and movies, they're white people. And then you see Rangel and all these other folks go up on television, Al Sharpton, black racist, and say, oh, it's the white Southerners, but don't worry, we'll get their guns. I mean, actually say that, like it's a white person thing to own a gun. And then they have, you know, Fox News reporters and Fox Sports reporters both come out and say, you know, the Ku Klux Klan is the NRA, when it's the opposite. It was the Democratic Party and the Ku Klux Klan that passed the first gun laws in the South so blacks couldn't have guns. And anybody that knows basic history knows that. It's so frustrating. They want us fighting with each other. But that doesn't mean then you don't then have to respond, which then just adds to the whole deal. Because just because you're not racist, if you're white or you're black, it doesn't matter. Because they put all this race war stuff out in the media, so black people think, is that a racist white person? And white people think, is that a racist black person? On and on and on. Or if you don't want to pay for people to have their babies free and welfare and be above the law, well, you must be against Hispanics, because that's the majority of the illegal aliens. It's so masterful what they've done, but it's also at the same time simple. And when you're awake to it, you know they're getting ready to stage something. And it turns out 2 months before the April 15th Patriots Day bombing in Boston, Boston Globe now reports, they had a drill planned for early next month. This was like, what, 4 months out then. It was 2 months before April. They had a plan to have backpack bombs carried out by a militia group against crowds of people in Boston. And we know they were doing a drill that day. And as best we can tell, looking at the video of contractors and military people that were there, they were there taking part in that drill that was publicly scheduled for July. And they admit they had a drill 2 years ago of something similar, bombing the Boston Marathon. I mean, they had so many drills, folks. So in case they got caught, oh, it's just part of the drill. And then I told you, they're going to kill FBI agents. They're going to kill people that knew the Tsarnaev brothers, and now they have. And it's going to come out they were on CIA payroll and sent to the Caucasus to train because those terror groups are run by the CIA. That came out. It all came out. All of it. Every stinking bit of it. And I don't know how in my personal life, with my family and everybody, how do I, like, take time off? How do I relax? I mean, I'm asking you, the listeners, this, because this gets me so upset knowing this is happening. That I'm too focused, I'm too serious, and quite frankly, it's exhausting. And so I apologize to everybody who listens and everybody that works with me, you know, if sometimes I'm just so serious, but it's like I can't help it. And I'm in a world of people that instead of being serious are the opposite, the general public. I mean, they've got Homeland Security paying for $2 million worth of paper targets of little kids called No More Hesitation. And the company said, no, we are training. The Homeland Security wants them. These are to shoot. These aren't paper targets so you shoot the bad guy, you know, with a bag of money and the gun in his hand. You don't shoot the kids that pop up. This is to shoot the kids. And that was too hot for any media to handle. Kind of like it was too hot to handle 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, when we got the Homeland Security documents saying the number one terror threat is gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, Ron Paul supporters in the fetters. People didn't believe it. Ron Paul's office called me, and they said, Alex, we know you don't make stuff up, but how'd you prove that was real? And I said, I called the phone numbers on it, and the state police and the FBI, because that was two different documents, got very upset I had it, and told me I wasn't supposed to have it. I said, it's real. I've seen these before. These graphics are Southern Poverty Law Center. This is just Southern Poverty Law Center with federal and state stamps on it. And then they sent a letter and got a response and came out and said, okay, it's real. And then now everybody's like, well, that's passé. Everybody knows that. Listen. Listen to me. They put weed killer in your stinking food, folks, that they know kills you because they see you as a weed. They put fluoride in your water to hurt you, and they know it's hurting you. They designed the GMO to poison you. Okay, so it isn't up to me to come up with all the answers how to fix this, okay? I'm just here trying to wake people up. It's up to you to do something about this. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just go. I'm here to tell you, folks, you can't just punch out a reality and tell yourself, oh, this guy's crazy. Wouldn't you be a little crazy if you knew this stuff and it was true and you couldn't get other people to wake up fast enough? I mean, yeah, I've probably gone a little mad knowing all this info. But I think people that know about it and ignore it and don't care are really the crazy ones. And I've likened it to this 1,000 times and I'll do it again. It'd be like in those movies which is based on a lot of true stories, where a boat is capsized, an ocean liner, whatever the case is, and the water's coming up slowly and people are in it upside down, and you've got to swim 100 yards or whatever out through the dark, through the passageways to try to get out on top. And they've had cases where people just stay there and die because it's too scary to go try to swim out. And they just bang on the top of the ship until somebody finally gets to them. They just had an ocean liner recently do that, and people stayed in there and drowned and didn't try to swim out. And this is like swimming 20 yards. And we know the exit. We know what brings us back to liberty. This isn't 100 yards, 200 yards, something that's very hard to do, but you don't have a choice. You've got to attempt it. This is, we're going to be destroyed if we don't wake up and get involved. I mean, look at this news here, folks. FBI looks for leaks at Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. MOD serves news outlets with D-notice, Ministry of Defense, over surveillance leaks. That's right. They've ordered The Guardian and others not to report on it now, declaring national security. And they have similar things here that are classified in the U.S., where they go threaten people and threaten to arrest them. So there you go. They're shutting it down. Snowden in online chat, NSA analysts can get anything they want. No kidding. DHS hopes to get same cyber spying powers as NSA. They already have it, folks. They just want to be able to use it in court now without warrants. So when they say they want it, it's like your kids already stole $20 out of your wallet and they ask, can I have $20 out? I mean, it's already been done. Continuing, we could not have carried out the bin Laden raid if it was on the front pages. You mean that fake raid? This is incredible. Amazon's invasion of the CIA is a seismic shift in cloud computing. And this is a Wired magazine story where they say, oh, the CIA is basing its servers inside Amazon systems. Folks, it's always been like this. NSA, CIA, DARPA, they're all in there. Some of their biggest profit centers in the telecoms and other related groups is from the server systems. That's all in the Cybersecurity Act that they didn't pass but is already implemented from 4 years ago. It's already in the Telecommunications Act of 96. But I've told you this about 50 times the last week. Here it is in the news again. Okay? Boom. See, I told you. All right? Here's another one. High-tech street sign that plugs into social media. Instead of having Google cars driving around spying on you with the antennas, they're coming out with all these high-tech street signs that double as wirelessly tracking you with cameras and microphones. Again, Wired magazine, oh, so cutting edge, telling us about it. Paul Watson wrote about that 2 years ago. In fact, what's old is new. I'm going to call Watson and say, do another article about the street signs that watch and listen to you. Send it over to, you know, the media so we can get this out to people so they get the rest of the story. Continuing, James Clapper admits lying to the American people in the least untruthful manner possible. Isn't that sweet? That's another lie. And they got the transcript to him to Congress. Lying to you for your own good. Yeah. Yeah. Right. NSA should come clean, says Ray Kelly. Give me a break. That's rats leaving the sinking ship. That's just some of the news we've got on that front. I haven't even gotten into the huge Syria news, the economic news, aircraft carriers to guard the fake president at the Dublin summit in Ireland. It's all coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Kalben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Government is going completely rogue. All over the Western world, the police now are trying to charge you administrative bills to respond to crimes. In Canada, outside Toronto, they found a 400-year-old dead Native Aboriginal, Native American woman. And so they call the police. They're in their garden. Cops show up and then charge them $5,000 to respond because they had to get, you know, a coroner and an archaeologist out there. When you pay taxes, all these fines and fees, that's the, quote, government service. So that's what they call privatization. I've got another WECT piece here that I'm going to get to later in the hour. Eyewitnesses describe the terror of DWI checkpoint shooting. Now if cops see a glint of a pin in your hand, they shoot you. Because it's all instinctive shooting, like a video game. That's what video game Doom was invented for, is so you don't think, you just shoot people. And so now, they just every day you read about some old man, some old woman, some kid, kids on a bicycle, they see a gleam, it's their cell phone, cop shoots them, it's like, well, he felt threatened. Well, I mean, potentially any citizen could hurt a cop, so why not execute everyone who's not a cop? Shouldn't give them ideas. But this is described by the police just going crazy, just shooting into oncoming traffic. Kind of like New York where they shot 9 people and then blamed it on some guy they killed. Or you got a telephone repair guy and his van breaks down and so the police pull up in New York and shoot him. I mean, it's really creepy. And they tell him, do it. If you feel threatened anyway, kill everybody. That's probably the only bad message I could say was in the Man of Steel when I went and saw it last night was this, you know, just SWAT teams everywhere. Lois Lane's done nothing, but the FBI jumps out in camouflage fatigues and shoves M16s in her face. Just the idea of we're going to aim guns at you. We're going to do, you know, for our safety, for your safety, just prisoner training. Jared and Rosa Cheerden found themselves right in the middle of a shootout and what should have been a routine DWI checkpoint. They use these as really illegal checkpoints, violate the Fourth Amendment. Days after the dramatic shootout in Brunswick County, they are still shaken by what they saw. Every cop turned around, started unloading like super trigger happy, as if it was their training was coming into full effect and they were being able to utilize it, said Cheerden. Everybody was just blasting this car to pieces. It was absolutely terrifying. They were stunned with what was happening as officers reportedly shot dozens of rounds in the direction of just oncoming traffic. It's kind of like cars that didn't even match the description with women driving it. With the Dorner thing, they would just shoot up, what was it, 3 vehicles. Just don't even match the description. It's women. Let's just shoot them up. White women. Oh, it's a white guy. I mean, it'd be bad enough if they shot up some black guy in a vehicle that looked the same. But no, let's just shoot everybody up, because we're crazy. Cheerden says he believes the officers acted with no regard for public safety. It was beyond reckless. I don't agree. I think they should shut up checkpoints just randomly and kill everybody. It's for the children. I couldn't believe it. These are professional people, professional officers, and they're training. They're highly trained, and they're not supposed to do stuff like that. Officials, not servants, with the sheriff's officer keeping a tight lip about the incident. No one will tell us who shot the 2 suspects or what even led up to the shooting. I couldn't understand why they wouldn't come out with an explanation as to what happened after seeing what they saw. It looked like every officer did not follow protocol in any shape or form. After surviving such a scary moment, both Jared and Rose are thankful to spend Father's Day with their girl. And it goes on, and it's just like, oh, they're on administrative duty, paid vacation. And we've had like, what, 4 cases of this the last few months? I guess in the last 6 months or so in Austin, just where they pull somebody over. And the guy has a belt buckle or a pen in their hand, and the cop shoots him. I almost got killed by an Austin cop when I was still in high school, a senior in high school, driving home. My mother had asked for frozen yogurt. I drove up to get her some. I'm driving back. Cop pulls me over, said I was speeding, sees my weight belt in the front seat, pulls a gun out, and jams it in my head, and almost blew my head off over the weight belt.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're 8 minutes into the second hour of Worldwide Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain. Again, thank you for joining us. The news websites are InfoWars.com. And, of course, we have streaming video and all of my films in high def and the nightly news, all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And while we can afford the bandwidth, we're doing a test right now with some sponsorship on there. We are streaming the daytime radio show, TV side, free at InfoWars.com/show. Adds a whole another dimension of information to the broadcast with the video clips, the audio clips, the documents, the articles, the maps, the graphics, everything that my great team researches and puts up on screen while we cover it. All of that is at InfoWars.com/show. Also, the free podcast that over 600,000 people download a day for free. All the links. So if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member on Boxy or Roku, how you can watch the nighttime show and see all the films that way. The free iPhone app, the free Droid apps, it's all listed there on the page at InfoWars.com/show. You can also follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and we have like 10 different Facebook accounts with over a million likes on those. The big one has about 350,000 or so folks on that. And again, we use the Facebook, the Twitter, and the other globalist systems to wake people up. So that's all at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and the Facebooks. It's all listed at InfoWars.com/show. Please go into all those links every day and send them out to friends and family. That's how we get around the Google kicking us off Google News, trying to, use algorithms to block the flow of our information, Facebook censoring our memes, censoring our articles. Nothing can stop the people when you take action. So please send your whole email list, your Facebook, your Twitter, every day. Please tell your friends and family about Infowars.com/show. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. But that's a real jump point, a launch point right there on the site. We're going to our guest for the next 45 minutes or so, then your phone calls, here in just a moment to look at world weather patterns. One of the top, astrophysicist and meteorologist. Most meteorologists don't look at the sun and the moon. He does. That's why he's world-renowned. You had a chance to run back into him when I was in London. So Piers Corbin joining us in just a moment. But first, let me show you some Orwellian news here. This is the Weekly Standard from a transcript of the Pentagon / White House press conference, and it says, make that non-lethal Freudian slip, a corrected transcript just sent out by the White House of Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. He's the one that has the fiction writing degree, who seems to be running the White House now. Comments to reporters yesterday includes this. Mr. Rhodes, it's an ironic question because it frequently comes at the other way, that the Europeans are doing more than we, talking about Syria. In fact, I think on Syria, as a general matter, we have been a leading provider of humanitarian assistance on lethal, non-lethal assistance, and we are taking the steps to provide support for the military opposition. So he admits it's military opposition. For 2 years, they've been giving him missiles and heavy weapons. They're now just admitting that. And we've got reports today of surface-to-air missiles, truck conveyed howitzers, rocket launchers. And he first called it lethal, non-lethal assistance. This is the guy that said, oh, no, this is a peaceful mission in Libya. These are kinetic military actions blowing up whole apartment buildings to back up al-Qaeda forces. This is the guy that said, calls it kinetic military action. Now it's lethal, non-lethal, but that was too Orwellian, so they sent another transcript out taking the word lethal out, even though that's what he said. So it's lethal, non-lethal. So, you know, I guess you can go kill whoever you want, and when the cops show up and they're dead, say you used a hatchet or a baseball bat or whatever, or maybe a dagger, and say it's lethal, non-lethal. It's a kinetic action. Do I get a peace prize here? They call trying to drug half the school children in America. That's their goal, the New Freedom Initiative. They call the Patriot Act the Patriot Act. They call the FISA court the foreign intelligence. It spies domestically. It's all inverted. And here's the good news. Kevin Booth called me up, you know, filmmaker, old friend of mine, used to live in Austin, and he said, you know, Bloomberg promised me it was a friendly piece when they asked me all those personal questions. They lied to me. And I said, of course they did, Kevin. He called me last night. I said, of course they lied to you, Kevin. I told them I knew it was a hit piece, and they lied and were all fake. I said, that's why they have low approval ratings. That's why their readership is down across the board, mainstream media. I said, they're destroying themselves. They still carry out the same old tricks, but it's not in a vacuum. So here's a few more of those, and we're going to our guest. First, Europeans and NATO heavy arms for Syria, rebels, Russian reprisals expected. And it goes on to talk about how the U.S. has landed and is moving in out of Turkey into the country. This is the Israeli news. Just all these different weapon systems that they're giving them. 120-millimeter cannons mounted on jeeps, anti-air and surface-to-air missiles, anti-tank missiles, recoilless 120 millimeter cannons. And hey, I think the cannons deserve a peace prize. But again, the UN said 4 years ago at the Copenhagen summit, calling for world government tax on everyone except the globalist, a $100 trillion tax, by the way. Guys, show them $100 trillion. They called for it a few months later at Davos. $100 trillion in credit needed. And that means for the private banks. And that means taxing you is where the money comes from. They said the sun does not affect weather. They had a vote at the UN. Politicians and scientists voted. There it is. World needs $100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. Well, that was first in the Copenhagen document months before that. And they had a vote saying the sun doesn't affect the earth. It doesn't affect Mars either, even though they admit that's what makes its ice caps get bigger or smaller. I will assure you, folks, we'd be at absolute zero if it was not for the sun. And I know they'll say that's a conspiracy theory. They say mothers don't need to breastfeed their children, even though it makes the brain much smaller. It's not a conspiracy theory that your baby needs what you have that's designed for them. It's not a conspiracy to say that the sun is what heats the earth and is the main driver of climate change. Even if Al Gore says it isn't, it is. And I know that's extreme. I understand. I'm wild here. You know, I told you the NSA is spying on you. Continuing, we're going to get more into video. Syrian teen rebels hail 9/11 attacks and say they're going to blow America up again. And now even USA Today admits our government is funding Al-Qaeda. That is the main force launching military operations in Syria. So 2 years after we told you, that's now admitted. That is just some of what's going to be coming up. Now, we are joined by, ladies and gentlemen, Piers Corbin is an owner-operator of Weather Action, and he has incredible accuracy that even mainstream media has admitted, sometimes 9 months to a year out on major weather cycles. He has an honors degree in physics at Imperial College London and studied astrophysics at Queen Mary College. Corbin also has a long history of just incredibly accurate predictions dealing with the weather. And he is a heretic as well. He says the sun and the moon as a lensing effect is one of the main drivers of our climate. Of course, any idiot knows that, but he scientifically quantifies it. And so he joins us to break down the latest hype, where it's not global warming now, it's just climate change, period, is not natural. Just another giant hoax. Of course, the only thing that is constant is change. And he's, as I said, a meteorologist and astrophysicist. He's here to break this down with us. We're going to break here in a few minutes, Piers, but I appreciate you joining us. What's on your radar first and foremost today?
Well, the warmest in the shape of the UK Met Office have got what they called a climate summit today, where they were going to discuss why are all these changes happening and is it to do with CO2. Now, a number of people told them we should be invited, Weather Action should be invited, because we have the answers to many of these questions. Now, of course, they didn't invite us, and we put out a statement saying, well, of course, it's this meeting is just a scam to raise the profile of climate change nonsense during the G8 summit, which has also been held in the United Kingdom at the same time. And, we've had interesting reception and had a debate on one BBC radio channel on this matter earlier today, which was quite amusing.
Well, all the polls show that the global warming anthropogenic crowd, man-made crowd, has been discredited with the public, but they're still in charge. They're just moving forward with all their carbon taxes.
Yes.
Congress won't pass a law, so Obama just does it. Of course, the Chinese are exempt, so all our jobs go there. How do you expect this to end up as the public wakes up, but the authoritarians move forward?
And their only answers are on this radio show. He just said, oh, you are an astrologer and you are a conspiratorial nutter. You know, he just went on like that. And I said, look, tell me the science. Tell me the science. Because I had already stated, look, we use these low solar activity changes, the moon, to predict weather a long time ahead. And you guys can do nothing. So he didn't answer any of that. He just...
And obviously the moon affects the tides, but it also blocks the solar winds.
That's right. The most important effect is how it affects the solar wind. It does have a tide.
And you graduated with honors.
Secondary, if you like.
Yeah, well, we've got to go to break. We're going to come back and give you the floor to break down this. But, I mean, it's on record the moon is manipulating weather and that the sun is. I mean, come on. And you're a astrophysicist, not an astrologer. And they know that, but they think their audience is dumb. And that's why the BBC does that.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Watch me!
All right, Alex Jones here.
Watch me!
Here's Corbin, meteorologist, astrophysicist is our guest. And he was just on national BBC radio, and they were calling him an astrologer. And I've seen that in criticism of him when, like, major newspapers have admitted that he's accurately predicted weather sometimes a year out off of a solar activity. And then there's all these other scientists I have on, and it's admitted that the sun, by mainline scientists, is the main driver of climate. But then all the global warming people run this hoax and go, everyone agrees, the sun doesn't affect our climate. By the way, you can pull that up. The UN says, the UN votes and says the sun does not affect climate because they don't want it to be something outside. They want to make you guilty for it And now England's had some really unusual weather. I thought it's always supposed to be rainy there. When I was there, it was quite sunny. And they spin any event, a wildfire, anything, as a reason to pay Al Gore money for Obama to raise carbon taxes, which he's paid himself. Piers Corbin, you've got the floor. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Get in for people what the main drivers are in a simple way, why the moon, why the sun are important.
Okay. First of all, I want to say it was great to meet you over in England because, you know, people need to shake up there, and you were certainly doing that.
Well, it was great to meet you, sir. Thanks for coming out to our Bilderberg protest.
That's right. It was fun. Right. So, what are the drivers of climate? It is solar activity modulated by the moon. And there's other modulations in the atmosphere to do with stratospheric winds and so forth. But these are also driven by the sun. So, when we understand the details of cycles, quasi-cycles, and certain predictability equations, we know when to look in the past for when there's likely weather for the future. And that makes it possible to give long range, many months ahead, sometimes a year ahead, quite detailed forecasts, including for the USA. And we've had some very significant successes. For example, that June the 10th to 12th, you had a lot of storms all over the place, which was exactly in the time window we said. And if people go on the website, they can see pictures of that. So, of course, the next thing is, well, okay, we're doing all this, so why aren't they interested? And of course, the reason why they're not interested is because they have a scam, which is to con the world that it's all caused by mankind, and therefore you've got to pay more taxes and be charged more for energy and food and everything. So the question must be, really, how's this going to collapse? Will it collapse? And I think there's three things to notice. One is they have no scientific answers, so they just do name calling, and they called me an astrologer and a conspirator and just nonsense. And I just said to him, look, give me the science, and he didn't give any. So when people see it's a con, they will react. But the main thing is that when the costs go up and up, people will just say no. And right now, we're paying 25% extra on energy costs, electricity and gas, to pay for those stupid wind farms that they're having, which are just killing birds. It's a monstrosity, and people will come up and eventually say no. And I've been saying on the radio when I can that a party in Britain which says no to this global warming nonsense will win the next general election. And you know, there is a mounting understanding. And I think it's worth spelling out to listeners three very specific scams, which they're changing the facts, you see. Now, one is about carbon dioxide. They say, oh, yes, we've got carbon dioxide is the highest ever, and it's reached 0.04%, which they grandly call 400 parts per million. Well, in fact, if you do proper measurements on a systematic way, the same way as the recent measurements, as opposed to looking at ice cores, which lose CO2 by diffusion, if you do proper scientific measurements, and they had been done in the past, but the documents were largely suppressed, it's clear that twice in the last 200 years, the 0.04% figure was exceeded. So the idea that this is new is nonsense, and that completely takes away their idea that there even is more CO2. There's actually just the same amount of CO2. Second thing is, on temperatures, they play a scam with ice cores, where in fact they don't admit that, first of all, the sea warms up and then CO2 levels go up. So on average, over long periods.
That's right. Al Gore moved the graph and put Sure. I mean, Al Gore moved the graph and put carbon dioxide first and then heat goes up. But the truth was, the graph that I've seen was that heat goes up and then CO2 goes up, correct?
Exactly right. And the third thing is ice in the Arctic. They keep on going on about ice in the Arctic because it went very low in the autumn. But they don't tell you that actually April 2012, it was the highest in 12 years.
Stay there. We'll break it down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood.
We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment.
A mind that's weak.
And I'm going to tie it into witch doctors. You know, they call him an astrologer. They're actually the witch doctors. We'll do that in a moment. First off, I want to tell you about the best storable foods company out there. I have it as an emergency backup because I want to be dependent on myself, not dependent on the state. And so I have a 3-year food supply for myself and my family from efoodsdirect.com/Alex to find all their special deals. And I've also bought food for family that cannot afford it. efoodsdirect.com/Alex. All mammals, squirrels, wolves, you name it, will try to bury and store food. Humans have always done it. It is a normal activity. I suggest you put a garden in and then start canning things. It's a fun, natural activity, but it's also important to have storable foods. efoodsdirect.com/Alex to find all the specials. You can also buy all their products with all the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also there. Or 800-409-5633. And they can answer all your questions. 800-409-5633. Stores up to 25 years. Be ready for emergencies. Grab-and-go kits available. Easy to fix and extremely portable. The best storable food out there. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633 or InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you want to go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just great to have this for any type of emergency. It's the way to go. And they've just got backpacks that are bulletproof. They've got a bunch of different styles that are perfect for in the field or that go under your clothes. They've just got dozens of different great top-of-the-line products. Their prices are very competitive, and their armor stops hundreds of rounds of high caliber, not six like ceramic or chromatic. So, again, go to InfidelBodyArmor.com today or 888-608-6605, 888-608-6605, InfidelBodyArmor.com. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, a new film on social engineering, mind control, the past, the present, and the future, State of Mind. I'm in it, so is G. Edward Griffin, Colonel Schaefer, and a bunch of psychiatrists and psychologists from Free Minds Film, the same folks that brought you A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City. This is an amazing documentary, and that's why we're offering it. We're the sole group, the exclusive people selling it. And when you purchase it from us, it funds the rest of the operation as well. But it's a very well-done film and great to pass on to friends and family. While supplies last, you can get the American Dream film exposing the banking cartel absolutely free when you get it on Blu-ray or DVD. You can get this animated, incredibly funny. It's great for people that aren't awake. The American Dream film absolutely free. We never do that with a new film because a new film sells itself. So please shop with the good guys, InfoWarsStore.com. And also, please support our local AM and FM affiliates. Be sure and support their local sponsors or become a local sponsor. And if you're listening on local AM or FM, I cannot tell you enough how easy it is to tell people at the water cooler or when you're leaving a restaurant at lunch, hey, guys, tune into the local station. Alex Jones is coming on. Or to stop at a red light. I'll be driving into work sometimes an hour before the show starts, and I'll be at a red light, and I'll roll down my window and go, hey, you look like a nice family. You care about your kids? Yeah, sure do. You think stuff's wrong in the world? They're like, yeah, Alex, we're already listeners. That happens a lot. But sometimes they're like, yeah, I do. And I go, I'm going to be on 590 or I'm going to be on 90.1. I'm going to be on this local station in like 30, 40 minutes. Tune in. I'm covering some really important info. Or I'll be in the grocery store. Sometimes I bring the guys lunch, before the show or after the show. And I'll tell people in the line, hey, tune in today. And that's just how you get it done. So please tell folks to tune into your local AM and FM stations. It's so important. Now, going back to our guest, who is really, he's been on before, and I've pulled up all the mainstream news articles about the stunning predictions. I'm pumping our guest up because I want you to know this guy's proving he knows what he talks about. But it turns out it's what the old farmers knew. Even before they could study the sun, people hundreds of years ago knew that sunspots, when they first had telescopes, were associated with thunderstorms. And now they know. I mean, now when I hear about a record flare hitting the hemisphere I'm in, with all those particulate coming in, I know there's going to be big thunderstorms tonight. It could be a clear sky, and there'll be thunderstorms. And they now admit that. So this is mainline science, but they play on the public's ignorance about the sun and what it does, and then how the moon, whether it's blocking the sun, not the light, but the particles, or whether it's not, plus it also affects the tides. So I know you're getting into their frauds, but our audience knows that. Well, the reason I like getting you on, Mr. Corbin, as an astrophysicist and a meteorologist, award-winning, graduating with honors, and then just in the last, whatever, three, four decades, trailblazing so much of the old knowledge with the new knowledge that just is constantly, because I read the scientific publications, even mainline scientific publications admit all this, but it's when you tune into the socialist news, they act like it doesn't exist. And then if you go back to every culture, the Druids, the Babylonians, the Mesoamericans, they would be a priest class who figured out when solar and lunar eclipses were going to happen. They would always say, give me the best hut, the best temple, your daughters, the best food, or the snake god will eat the sun tomorrow. And then they don't give him the best daughters and the best food, so the snake god eats it. They all beg, all right, sacrifice one of your kids, and the snake god will spit the sun out. You know, that's the Aztecs. But it was the same everywhere, basically. The goblin god is eating the sun or the moon. Do what I say or it won't come back. They're the ones saying there's bad weather. Pay the Rothschilds and Rockefellers money on the carbon exchange, or you're all dead. Or a Mongolian storm blew into Europe Eastern Europe. Look, red dust in the sky. We're all dead. Pay Al Gore money. When I've read history and have read about Mongolian storms blowing into Europe and Russia for thousands of years. I mean, sometimes I'll come out and my car's covered with dirt. And I'll go read, and it's a northern Mexican desert storm, or it's a Mongolian storm, or it's amazing how they do this for just a lay researcher. It's such an incredible fraud. So get into the sun, the moon, what's really going on with the climate, and give us the weather forecast, some of the things you're looking at around the world, what to look at. People can also find out more at weatheraction.com. Piers Corbin.
Yes. Well, I think the main message you've got to understand for the next few years is they're going to carry on lying, and they're going to get more exposed. And we think they've, well, we're sure they've actually inflated real world temperatures by about half a degree. So their so-called warming doesn't exist. And what we're seeing in the Arctic is big fluctuations in amounts of ice, not reductions. And this is what happened during the last mini ice age. And this is where we are the start of now, another mini ice age, which means the jet stream fluctuates more wildly. There are colder winters in the USA and Europe and Britain, wetter summers, especially in England and France. And there'll be, generally speaking, a crisis in world agriculture because there'll be more wet.
All right, but let me stop you.
In the USA.
Piers, let me stop you briefly, because you went to break, and I just remembered you were trying to make the point about ice caps. We've shown the satellite footage of a year time lapse of the North and Southern Poles, obviously have their... explain that they aim a camera in time lapse and show it shrinking in the spring and summer, but they don't show it growing again in the winter. This is natural.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't it completely natural? Everything that's happening now is completely natural. And in fact, the only thing that's out of the ordinary, if you like, is the wider fluctuations. And these are completely explicable in terms of the jet stream being wildly oscillating, which happens when you have a longer jet stream, which is further south, and it's able to oscillate more, which is a characteristic of a mini ice age, and nothing to do with CO2 or their complete con. Now, they're scared of having us at any meeting saying this. So they had their climate summit claiming they were going to talk about everything. But the last people they wanted along were the likes of us to actually explain what is happening.
Okay, so continue. Break down what's really going on. Talk about the sun. Talk about the moon. How those work together.
Right. The general decline of solar activity leads when the moon is in the right place, I suppose, and repeatedly in the right place, encourages the jet stream to move further south and also wave around a lot more. And that is what gives us what we call this mini ice age weather. And, you know, we make specific predictions based on the details. And the general thing to note is that we are at the start of a mini ice age. And you see, it's really important to understand this. It is going to put up the cost of food and energy and because there is going to be more problems in agriculture. Whereas what we need, therefore, is cheap food. Now, all the policies of the warmists are to increase energy costs and increase food costs, which is completely madness. They are pointing the world in the wrong direction. That's why they have to be opposed, absolutely. I mean, it's not just a little academic argument. It's going to be, it's a life and death question for millions of people who will be starving if their policies continue.
And by the way, Lord Monckton's broken down the numbers, and the UN even had to admit it, that they were going to have it right at double the carbon cuts for Africa, Latin America, and Asia that the West was going to have to make, even though they sold it as an anti-Western socialist idea. If they put in the carbon taxes they've talked about, which they're trying to phase in, even though governments aren't passing it, Monckton estimated in a decade it will kill 1 billion people. Folks don't know that 30 plus million people starve to death a year worldwide.
Right. It's people on the edge, you see. If you put there were food riots in Mexico when they started burning food as biofuels because the maize was being burnt, you see, and all sorts of stuff was being burnt. So prices went up. Now, this is still happening. and still, and going to carry on. So Moncton, I don't know the figures, but I mean, you know, quite possibly there's a lot of people in the world on the margins, and they are being effectively killed by these mad people who are, just want excuses to grab money off everybody.
Well, the IMF got leaked in 2002, has actuaries set up to where they actually control the police contracts and military contracts. They plan to make money off of all these third world countries rioting from Brazil to Turkey because people can't pay for food. Mm-hmm. And then they actually use that to get the country even in more debt as well. So it's all premeditated.
Yes. Yes, quite right. I mean, the what is needed is policies which can enable economies to grow, not these. Well, they're just robbery policies, which doesn't help.
But as long as you call it liberal,
you've got to work.
It's trending
to make an economy grow. You can't be prevented from working. You know, it's insane.
Well, that's the post-industrial model. They publicly said that's their plan. Meanwhile, the insider corporations are all exempt, so then they take over. It's basic business for them using government. Now, but specifically as an astrophysicist, I mean, so much of this by mainline research, they know obviously the heat of the sun. Solar radiation, but how is the sun manipulating our weather in other ways, and what does the moon do?
Oh, okay. Well, the particles from the sun connect in different ways to the magnetic field of the Earth and enter the atmosphere, and they're charged particles. So they will, by the way they're moving in the solar wind, which is affected by the level of the, well, where the moon is, up and down compared with the plane in which the Earth moves around the sun, for example, and where it is precisely. That affects the solar wind and therefore affects circulation and also the way, therefore, in which the jet stream moves or doesn't move. So that's one factor. And the other factor is the activity of weather fronts certainly seems to increase or decrease according to some of our parameters, which are based on increases of solar activity. So we have these red spike periods, like the 10th to 12th of June I mentioned was an R5 period, and we said in advance that means that anything standard meteorology says from a couple of days ahead is going to need to be magnified, and there'd be worse storms, and that was in fact the case. So not only did the storms come when we said from a long time ahead, they were also, once standard meteorology had seen them coming, they were also more intense than standard meteorology had said they would be. And if people go on our news section, you'll see a PDF describing just what happened.
Now, I, as a layman, but going off mainline research, have just drawn an image of the sun with the moon and the earth, and I'm showing how solar radiation comes in when the moon is aligned with the sun and the earth, and how it causes a deflection pattern. Then, obviously, then there's also gravitational waves that are affecting the oceans and cycles in birds and everything else. So the moon also has that effect. What is it called, the effect of the moon when it's, say, on the other side of the planet from the sun, not blocking rays, versus when it is in front of it?
Well, we don't have a name for that. Oh, well, obviously, you've got new moons and full moons in terms of the light, but what we have to think about is not just this blob Earth. You've got to think of a great big volume around that, which spreads out to three times the radius of the Earth, which is a big magnetic field. And that is where the Earth's magnetic field is contained. And around that, the solar wind blows, and some of the solar wind enters into the Earth's magnetic field. And then the Earth's magnetic field is stretched out in a long tail called the magnetotail. And the moon crashes through this magnetotail every revolution. And where it crashes through is of importance.
So as it comes through, it makes waves.
Intercepting the solar wind is also important.
So as the moon comes through, it causes all sorts of its own Coriolis storms?
Oh, sure. Lots of things happen. I mean, I've got some friends in Russia, and I said to my friend Kirill, I said, Kirill, look, just ask your mates, does the when the moon enters the magnetotail, does anything happen? And he came back and said, no, they all said it doesn't. No, nothing happens. And I said, well, just have more of a look. And he came back 2 months later and said, yes, they now admit something does go on. So, you see, there's stuff going on which people haven't looked at before. And those things are, and we don't understand how it all works, we just got some ideas, those things are definitely changing weather patterns.
Sure, well, it's almost like if you have your water faucet on, but the sun's blasting out all sorts of stuff.
Yes, yes. The other thing is a lot of stuff we can't see. There's magnetic fields changing all the time. There's particles swirling around in them in different ways.
Sure, but if you stick your hand under the water faucet...
bad ways depending on magnetic fields and so forth.
Sure, but if you even stick a finger under the faucet, it deflects it and makes it change.
Yeah.
And then there's so many other things going on here. But, obviously the ancients knew that depending on what the moon did and the sun, that would have different effects.
Well, the Vikings knew that if there were aurora, then storms would follow. And that was always the case. I mean, sometimes it was too cloudy to see the aurora, but if ever they saw aurora, they knew for sure there was going to be storms coming within, days.
And that's because particles are coming through forming nuclei, correct?
Essentially, yes. Well, particles will do many things, but some of them will form, yes, they'll nucleate cloud formation.
Give us a weather forecast when we come back. Piers Corbett.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Okay, Piers, so generally for Europe, Airstrip 1, Oceania, the UK area, and North America. What is your weather forecast, short-term, mid-term, long-term? In general, what are we seeing, and what is the sun doing right now?
Right, well, the sun is generally very low activity, and then sometimes there are quite severe bursts dotted around in that low period, and that certainly causes sudden changes and big swings in the jet stream, which gives us these very contrasty weather, which we have been having, and that's, you know, later in the summer in Britain is going to be more very heavy rain and floods, and some parts of the US summer is going to have some more rain, and then a later part in the east probably some big heat waves. But, you know, none of these things are good for agriculture. And the general trend in the years is lower temperatures for the whole of the temperate zone, and wetter summers and colder winters, which means food prices go up. So the warnings about food prices you've been carrying are, you know, very apt. And we just have to really attack the politicians for leading the world in the wrong direction, because they're putting their selfish personal interests, you know, to rip people off ahead of what is actually needed.
Amazing. Any other key tidbits that people should be aware of?
Yes, well, the scams will carry on, and the key thing is to say to these people, where's the evidence for what you claim? And hold politicians to account. Demand evidence-based science. And that we take measures to prepare for mini ice age effects. And there's two things to do there. One is make use of detailed long-range forecasts. And two is to bring down food prices and end all these crazy thieving tax plans to make people pay for something which is, in fact, a delusional nonsense.
All right. Piers Corbin from Weather Action, thank you so much for spending time with us. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Piers Corbin. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to open the phones up in the next hour on any of the issues we've covered, from the NSA to the other harassment government's been engaged in against Tea Party with the IRS and the rest of it, to funding Al-Qaeda in Syria. All of it. Then I've got a bunch of other news I'm going to cover as well, like app pays you to spot illegally parked cars. That's the future. Everybody becomes a snitch in this snitch society. Privacy experts use naked body scanner ruling in effort to stop NSA spying. That's a news Steve Watson article up on Infowars.com we're going to be getting to. Tea Party Patriots, the largest Tea Party protest since 2010 is tomorrow. We're going to be getting into that. We're also going to get into House to consider a tax on new flu vaccines. They're totally worthless. It's just all pointless. Pesticides slash water life by 42%, shows study of what it's doing to fish and aquatic life. It's just killing the water. But the pesticides they say now are safe. They said so. The Supreme Court decided your silence can be used against you. That totally violates the Constitution, Fifth Amendment. That is all coming up and more straight ahead in the third hour. And I'll give you the latest on the stupid G8 summit with all the globalist criminals meeting in Ireland. Third hour straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I'm going to be taking your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us. Want to give first-time callers a chance again, 800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231. Thanks for joining us. Look at this story from Breitbart. A OFA gun control rally in San Bernardino draws 3 protesters. Last week, Obama's political action arm, Organizing for Action, held rallies throughout the country advocating for stricter gun laws. Not for government, though, but for us. Their rallies drew smaller numbers as seen here and here. Just small crowds. It's like when they had a pro-CNN rally, it had 3 people against me. We can thank the vigilant San Bernardino Sun for putting a spotlight on perhaps the smallest of the rallies. And it goes on to say 3 people were there. And by the way, these groups swiftly got their 501c4 status, which they won't give to libertarian or conservative groups. So that's the type of garbage we're dealing with. The truth is, you know, they had a poll out a few months ago going, Americans don't want guns. And it was put out by, well, that public policy polling group that's admittedly Democratic Party run. And they come up with polls going, Americans love to be spied on, and they love Obama. But then all the other polls that are really independent show 10% approval ratings for Congress, 15, 20% approval ratings, depending on the poll. Max, you know, 23% pro for the media. But they're sitting there targeting that tiny, dumb audience that still believes them, that gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So the good news is people are waking up. By the way, I aired this earlier, but if you want to see the trailer, it's even more powerful to see it. It's up on InfoWars.com right now, a new film on mind control released. I'm in it. It's powerful. And I wanted to play one more time the trailer for everybody for State of Mind that you can now order exclusively in DVD or Blu-ray at InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Are we choosing our own paths, our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
C.S. Lewis said, when training beats education, civilization dies.
We need to always be cognizant of, as a free society, that information can be used as a weapon.
Barrier to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge.
We are seen as nothing but biological androids.
To gain control of education in America, not for a philanthropic purpose, but to change the thinking of the American people.
From the time we're very young, we're taught to, you know, worship authority, basically, because that's our key to survival as young children.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control. From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
And the CIA, scientists could actually film people who had been surreptitiously dosed with LSD.
There's a brain entrainment process that takes place.
That gives the government free rein to create whatever story or narrative it wants to create.
Whatever the public face of something is, whatever they're talking about publicly, there's something else over here they're probably not looking at.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would fully endorse, not only endorse, but demand a war.
When you
watch mainline establishment television, you are putting yourself in front of the barrel of a gun.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control, psychological warfare, brainwashing. Are we controlled and manipulated? You bet.
That's mind control par excellence.
Find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes with this new groundbreaking documentary film, State of Mind. Available exclusively at InfoWars.com. We'll be back on the other side.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. We are now into hour number three. And we are here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We come back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News with myself and my great crew of reporters and anchors and our great crew of researchers and writers and contributors and all of you out there as well, spreading the word about the broadcast, giving us intel, helping us be our eyes and ears out there and be aware of what's happening. And so I want to thank you all for joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 800-259-9231. And we're going to go to Empty White House, Evan, William, Matt, Lee and others. I kind of like it when people use their first name as a statement. Maybe we should encourage that. And maybe we shouldn't call in as Alex or David or John or Carol anymore. We should call in with the NSA works for foreign banks from California. Or the Federal Reserve is a private crime syndicate calling from Texas. Or Barack Obama is a congenital liar from D.C. Or there's cancer viruses in the vaccines from Kansas. Or the New World Order wants you and your family dead from Minnesota. Or our government that runs Al-Qaeda and only to be arrested from New Mexico. I think that's a really great idea. So we'll go to Empty White House here after I get into my review of the Man of Steel. Now, I like to hijack corporate globalist media. And if I would have thought about it, I would have been able as a media person to go see a sneak peek they had a few weeks ago. In fact, I even got the offer and just didn't have time to go do it. And then I could have done a review of the film. Or I could even wait till it came out last week, go see it, do a review on the radio. It's very popular. It'll get picked up all over the news. But I just got busy following other news. So I'm kind of doing training here on air right now as well for my crew, because I don't even do what I know works. You go cover their Super Bowl or their Superman movie or their big media event, and you hijack it, and then you cover it, but then put what you think the public isn't aware of into that report. In fact, I should have told all my reporters, you can do whatever you want this week because they have so much freedom, but do something on Superman, whatever angle you want. And then they were, I'm just giving you total transparency, the thought process here. And then I was telling them this yesterday, and they go, like, what? Well, will Superman join the NSA? Is it right that Superman turns bad and starts looking through walls at women in the shower? We got a graphics department. Go put it together. Do it. Somebody will do it now. I'm announcing it on air. I don't care if somebody else does it. Boom, that's a viral story right there. Tie Superman to the NSA scandal. See, I don't even use one-tenth of what I know to dominate and take over media with the truth. But that's the number one rule for alternative media, not just our operation, because we're all in this together. I'm not in competition with people. Hijack globalist media. Hijack it. Because they don't have any power in news anymore. They're a shadow of themselves when it comes to what they report on. Almost no one believes them, and those polls are out. Their share is shrinking. But they still have massive, massive, massive attention when it comes to entertainment programs, TV shows, dramas, sitcoms, Hollywood movies and things, video games. And when you go see a major action-adventure movie, or you go turn on a cop show or a drama show or a hospital show, or you go, I mean, I've seen, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, I forget, just the last few months, new video games come out. Every shoot 'em up military game I've seen, from Rainbow Six to you name it, you're fighting militias. It's our listeners that point this out and send us screenshots. We go watch the trailer, do a report on it. I've even told the crew, buy some of these video game consoles so we can monitor this and show how the Kinect spies on us and uses wireless to scan through the walls. And oh, it can see you. Here's the Washington Times, by the way. Big Brother alert, cameras in cable boxes to monitor TV viewers. 17 years after I told you. And they knew this. It's, see, now it's safe, though. It's like, in the past, I'd talk to reporters, and they'd go, it doesn't matter if it's true. People just, they're not going to believe it. It sounds crazy. Well, I mean, if it's real, it's real. But, I mean, good job, Washington Times. The point is that there is a war in media, and they are hitting you. I mean, my wife likes to watch TV more than I do. When she exercises and things, and I don't blame her, you know, on the treadmill or whatever, watch a show. And she goes, I can't watch anything. She likes hospital shows and cop shows. And she stops them and goes, look at this. The mother that won't vaccinate is a murderer. Or, oh, look at this. The guy that's exposing chemtrails is going to nerve gas New York. Or look at this show. The militia works for the serial killer is going to blow everybody up. Or this show about fixing up houses that's not even fiction. They went and found, like, right-wing gun owners to demonize in it. I mean, that's the message. And I know a lot of people in Hollywood. Quite frankly, I don't have time to run after them and, you know, jump through hoops to sit there and, you know, go hang out with them and stuff to get them on the show. It doesn't do that big of a deal to have you even get a big Hollywood person on the show. People want to hear about news and info. They're not really, you know, care about Hollywood stars. And Hollywood stars get that too. They're, most of them are sick of the narcissism and sick of the whole culture. But I'm here to tell you, here's the good news before I get into the Man of Steel review and then your calls. We were going to go interview Ed Asner and a couple other Hollywood people out in L.A. for the upcoming Obama Deception 2. That's going to blow away the last Obama Deception with everything in documents, which is hard to do. That film's been seen over 40 million times free online. That's a big deal. That's what I'm into is hearts and minds, not the money. The money's just energy. And it's energy to wake people up. That's the energy I'm looking for, not energy that comes back to me. What I want coming back to me is a free planet, is a future for our world. And build a better world instead of a worse world. Jacobson has all the footage of this. He went to a movie conference, and then he went to a TV conference and was mobbed wearing Infowars.com shirt by TV hosts and TV and movie stars and everything else. I mean, it's all on video. Just mobbed, like Elvis was there or something. That's how hot Infowars is. And by the way, I'm not bragging about this. It's just a radar ping. But in the sum aggregate of what we've done, the hottest we are is in Hollywood, because they all know they're paid to put propaganda in TV shows and movies. They all know the CIA and FBI are involved. They all know that the big lawyers and less than 15 big media bosses are total New World Order and threaten them if they try to put pro-liberty messages in movies or TV shows. And they sit there hating putting subliminals saying that Ron Paul is a methamphetamine head and a criminal in, you know, Breaking Bad and things like that. They're aware of it. They're told. They're paid to do this. Okay? And that's come out in the news as well. But they're there. They're hating it. They don't want to be fake liberals. They don't want to be fake conservatives. They want to be good people. And they don't like the fact they have to run their scripts by the Pentagon, the Communist Chinese, and multiple mafias now. And, I mean, it's Jewish mafia and Italian mafia in Hollywood. And believe me, I've been out there, folks, in the meetings. I mean, it is Goodfellow level stuff with guys with cigars going, I tell you, you're not going to get that done like that. Okay? I mean, literally out of a Godfather movie. Okay? And people are sick of it. And now these mobs have sold out, so you've got to go get the Chi-Coms to agree. And I was watching CNBC yesterday, as I told you, and they were complaining. I watched it for like an hour and a half while I was writing some notes and making phone calls. I rarely watch TV that much. And the whole time they were complaining, going, yeah, it's great to have the folks that run Tiananmen Square buying up all the companies. They were watching pork companies, the biggest ones, bought up and everything and being sold off for nothing. And then, well, there's not much of America left. And they were all, because they like the ego of America's big and bad, and they all get that they're schmucks. And as I said years ago, the Saudi Arabians, the Communist Chinese, they now own News Corp. They control it. It's not Rupert Murdoch anymore. They own it all. We're sold out, folks. And the old mafias that ran Hollywood, I mean, they're like 80-something years old now, these guys. And they're just fading off. And then you've got all the new writers, all the new people. What you're hearing here, by the way, is a big story. Somebody ought to codify this into an article. I mean, every party I've been to at Hollywood, I don't even go there anymore because I don't have time to do it. Every A-lister event, everything I've been invited to that I've seen, everyone hates the New World Order. Everyone is against it. And these people really know what's going on. So I go see the new Tron movie a few years ago. Total anti-eugenic film. And about the elite was wrong. We wanted to take over and kill everybody. It's wrong. We need to come together as humanity. Just total anti-New World Order. I go see Oblivion. Total anti-New World Order. I go see Man of Steel. Total anti-New World Order. And I know some of the people out there, not all of them, are listeners. And I've also consulted for some big movie makers, but I had to sign non-disclosure forms over the last decade. I don't even really return the calls now. It's not the time to mess with it. I probably should, because this is where the power is really at. But InfoWars is on fire in Hollywood, only because it's only one of the few things coming up out of the media sea. It's one of the higher mountains. But there's all these other things below the surface that you can't see. And it just shows how big the awakening is. So when we come back, I'll give you my review of The Man of Steel, another anti-eugenics, anti-New World Order, anti-police state tour de force. If I could talk to the directors and writers, I'll guarantee you they're anti-New World Order and got this through. And the question is, how are they getting it through? I'll tell you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Okay, so let me tell you what's happening in Hollywood. All the young writers, all the new directors, are tuned in, they're awake, and they see the whole corrupt system, the Pentagon spending billions for product placement to demonize veterans and gun owners. I mean, they go to parties, the CIA's there, telling them what to put in their reports. I mean, I've had Doug Hagman on the show to talk about this, or Dean Hagman from the X-Files. This is all happening. And so they hear my show, and they know it's accurate. And so what happens is also kind of the old mafia guard knows that it's popular to have pro-family messages. It's popular to have pro-liberty messages. And all of this anti-human stuff is getting less and less popular. So, you know, when things like the Bible get 12, 15 million viewers on a cable channel that usually has a million viewers if they're lucky, everybody is getting it. So their greed is also fighting with the fact that they want to dominate the culture and politically dumb America down by giving us, you know, cultural bilge, but that isn't what sells. So there's been a revolution of other media platforms. And I don't know Christopher Nolan or David S. Goyer that wrote The New Man of Steel, but I've not been a Superman fan, not a big fan of comics regardless. All they are is Greek gods repackaged. Humans have this archetype of supermen and superwomen that then you model after and try to build towards. They're archetypes. It's absolutely there. And they program these archetypes in. And they admit it's a Christ archetype. 33 years old, father's name, you know, Joseph, mother Mary. They changed it for this one. They keep explaining for 33 years, you know, the wise men of the military have been seeking after him. But it's everything in the film was positive except for the police state element, just getting you acclimated to troops on the streets, pointing guns at reporters and things and people being disappeared, men in black uniforms, you know, marching around. That just becomes ubiquitous. And then we start expecting it. And then it's used as a simulation as well of things to come so that we start to accept it. But undoubtedly, this is an anti-eugenics film. And it gets into ancestral memories, instincts, a lot of other things. It's very, very heavy. But they know that's what sells. See, they have to give you that for it to be successful. But if you look at Superman developed back in 1933, and then you compare it to this film, it's basically the same story of Earth was seeded in an early colonization program. They don't come right out and say it, but that's what it is, by people from Krypton. But in wars and things, there are other settlements that have broken down and died out. And that's the whole kind of secret issue at the end of the movie is that Zod wants to terraform and do a genetic re-overwrite, which is what the globalists are actually doing currently, to the atmosphere, but also to the genetic makeup of the planet. And as a eugenicist who believes that all the breeding must be planned in these Brave New World state-run laboratories. And, of course, Superman came out a year after Brave New World came out, so it's also heavily influenced Sisera 1933. So it's a very sophisticated film, and overall is extremely positive because you can argue it's revelation of the method. You can argue to everybody that it's externalization of the hierarchy to condition us and prepare us. But that's not the effect it would have in my general analysis, and that's not the general message that I get out of it. So I see it, again, as an overall rebellion within the media mind control structure to put something out like this. And it's also the great quandary of people that are intelligent and people that are psychologically more advanced, people that can have a better sixth sense or look, you know, into people. That, you know, there's a metaphor or an allegory of that where he has X-ray vision and it's freaking him out to be able to look into people's bodies when he's a kid. Just like it is oppressive for people in a way that are more enlightened and more intelligent and more sensitive, because you then pick up on what people are doing and you see them and trying to manipulate you at a lesser level, and you're so much stronger and better than them at so many levels that you refuse to crush them. But then other people who are more advanced than the general slaves, the slave class, they're willing to use it all to dominate and control because they believe in social Darwinianism, which General Zod's girlfriend actually talks about, that it's good to crush and destroy because you overall strengthen things in that process. And see, that's the issue. There are great truths in the whole social Darwinistic worldview, but then it's twisted because they're actually trying to dumb down the strongest because they get in the way of their larger master plan that's centralized. And even though Superman is better than the genetically engineered soldier Zod and his minions, they want to kill him because he's standing in the way of their hegemonic domination and total control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are accelerating their takeover plan because the world is waking up. And I repeat this every show now, just so you understand that you're not alone. Then we're going to your phone calls and a bunch of news. I go out on the street in Austin, Texas, and I've got to wear a hat and sunglasses now if I want to go hiking, or every other person, sometimes every person I walk by comes over to shake my hand. And then it's humbling when some guy and his wife and kids are, oh, we heard this on the show, we appreciate you. And then, you know, a young woman, an old man, it's incredible. And then I go to other parts of the country, other parts of the world. I mean, you saw it on video where I'm just walking down the street in London. Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Something like 15 people are around me. And again, you aren't a well-known public figure, most of you, so you don't know how awake people are. You don't know. And it's in pockets, though. Sometimes I can go into some, especially small towns where people aren't kind of, I might go in a small town and everybody's awake, or I go in a small town, nobody's awake. So there's also kind of pockets of it. But the police, genuinely, the last day of the Bilderberg event, well, that's Saturday, it was another day after that, wanted to shake my hand, were giving me hugs, had tears in their eyes, the head police, and they would look when there's no camera around and grab me by the arm and go, we know what's going on, we don't like what's happening, and you're like some big guy grabbing your arm. People fundamentally understand they're being screwed. I mean, it's real simple. Nobody likes being a slave. Nobody likes being spied on. People know bad people are in control. And that's why the system is persecuting whistleblowers, because they're scared to death of that, because the people that work for the government don't like where this is going on average. It's why government's trying to hire criminals. 2,000 this year hired at the State Department, some of them aggravated felons, computer crimes, theft, grand theft, sexual assaults. Every couple days, there's like people being indicted at the BBC and then pleading guilty to, you know, sexual crimes against children. And it's just like those of us that aren't like that, it's like, what? It isn't real to us. You know, I get up here and tell you they're spying on you without warrants, and it's like, oh, that can't be true. Or your cable box has a microphone and a camera in it watching you. Here's the specs. Well, there's no way that's true. And now it's mainstream news. They've got the jump on us. They are light years ahead of us, but they're slowing down and we're speeding up. And it doesn't have to happen. They've tried to hardwire globalism into the world economy with too big to fail, where if you remove that cancer, you know, you'll die. But it doesn't matter. The cancer is going to eat us anyways. So we've got a chance if we really wake up. And the last shoe to drop, the last balloon to go up, is that you feel like you're alone. And they have these engines online. They admittedly have it, that just badmouth liberty movement and badmouth the real Tea Party and libertarians and badmouth yours truly. And most of it, we've proven, it's come out, are just engines. They call them sock puppets or megaphones, just attacking and ridiculing people so they feel like they're alone. The truth is the system is in headlong, over the edge of the cliff, panic. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls now. It's just that you've got a dichotomy. You've got paid-for media. It's like the Washington Post came out last week and said, we're going to have sponsored content. You can pay us, and we'll write an article about you or publish your article. Well, that's already going on for years. In fact, If you go to the London Guardian, which I think does some good work overall, that's why the Bill and Melinda Gates want to buy them off, ABC News, all those major Sunday shows, at the end will say, underwritten, like it's PBS, by Bill and Melinda Gates or Berkshire Hathaway. And I can be watching some show on CNN, and it'll be like, the family's bad, take all your vaccines, guns should be turned in, Alex Jones is a filthy criminal, hates women, blah, blah, just, you know. And at the end of the show, it'll say, underwritten, Bill and Melinda Gates. So MSNBC doesn't have a choice when they get up there and lie and say, Alex says Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma. Caller said, could this be weather weapons? And I said, well, they do have weather weapons, but not generally with tornadoes. It's hurricanes they can manipulate. Here's the Stanford Research Institute finding, and here's the news articles, and here's, you know, all these mainstream news. And then they take it out of context and say, and again, they know I didn't say that. They're lying to their audience because that's all they've got. It's all they know how to do. They are not even obsolete. They destroyed themselves. And we don't have to go down with them. And so, yes, I never did this on purpose, but the fact that I'm bold, I'm obnoxious, I'm angry, I'm real, that got through people's trance. At an instinctive animal level, I'm also intellectual, but at an instinctive animal level, my body language, everything, people know this is the real deal. And then they also have seen the stuff I've talked about. So because I'm interesting, and you're interesting too, you can be leaders, people stopped and listened and then didn't believe me, but years later it came out that I was right, so now they listen more. And folks, I don't even promote our main YouTube channel. It's getting like 20,000 subscribers a day right now. I mean, what do you think that is? It's because people are going like, that's the guy that said that. I want to go see what he has to say. And I'm here to tell you, they're coming after us right now. Let me tell you, that isn't hype, folks, that I could pick up the phone and basically go have a meeting with anybody I want in Hollywood right now, but don't even do it because they're not allowed to go public. What's the point? The system does not like this, ladies and gentlemen, but they don't know what to do. But let me tell you, they got the Eye of Sauron looking right at me, folks, as I creep into Mordor. And I need all of you to help me, and I'm helping you. We're helping each other carry the heavy burden to the crack of doom, to drop it in to the fires from which it was forged. We have to admit the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We have any chance of beating this. And we have a big chance of beating it if people will just realize that it's scary what I'm saying, but it's already going on. So let's just admit it to ourselves and do something about it instead of thinking you're powerless. No wonder people say, some of them, this is a depressing show. Because if you believe you don't have any power, what is the point? If I believe we couldn't stop this, I would haul butt immediately to an island in the South Pacific. I've done research. I would leave immediately. Okay? So people ever want to ask, you know, and it doesn't mean I'm right if I ever made that decision. I've committed to go down with the ship. I have committed, because you have to have that attitude to win, folks. I'm going 110%, and I'm going down with the ship. Because as my ship's going down, the New World Order may blow up. You know, that's how battles in history tend to work politically and in the info war. I mean, you know, who said maybe I won't go down with them? Who said you might go down with them? But it doesn't matter. It's for future generations. Everything good we've got is because people were willing to die than be a slave, okay? You lay down, you will be a slave. You comply, you will get a government that enslaves you. You act like a slave, you will be a slave. You got that? And it's that simple. Stop acting like a slave if you don't want to be a slave. Let's go to your phone calls. I apologize for ranting. Empty White House. That's a great name. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Been trying to get a hold of you for about 3 years. I forgot all those questions, but I got a couple of things I'd like to ask you. You know, with Adam Kokesh doing the March on Washington and that kind of thing, and I remember when Farrakhan did his Million Man March, I was thinking back then, you know, why, you know, what would happen if all those million men were packing, you know? And so my question really is, what do you think of the scenario where, you know, a million or so of us go to Washington and exercise our citizen arrest powers on these criminal politicians?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. We need to just keep calling them criminals, showing where they're criminals, and try to take over juries and grand juries and start prosecuting them and give police and people support if they try to. I mean, they tell cops what they're allowed to investigate. You can say to the cops, hey, the Federal Reserve's on record laundering $3 billion out of the San Antonio Federal Reserve. I can go with the AP and show cops there when we're at a protest. And the cops go, yeah, I know. I'm not allowed to investigate them. I mean, they'll do drug investigations on somebody selling, you know, a kilo a year, but they won't do an investigation on the bank that launders the money. So much of it is just the perception. But yeah, they do not like the citizen arrest power. I mean, if you caught a politician, you know, let's say beating a child with a baseball bat in an alleyway, citizen's arrest says you could, you know, punch him in the nose till they stopped and, you know, hold him down till the police got there. But the cops would probably arrest you because they've been told, don't let the slaves ever know our power is a citizen's arrest power as well, and that we just swear an oath and then get special training, you know, to be able to be bonded an officer of the court. So, you know, there's your answer on that. I mean, they would call it, you know, patriots trying to kidnap politicians. But you can do like the left has done, you know, where you go and, you know, with the handcuffs and at a press conference and go, I have the handcuffs, citizens arrest, you know, for Obama, for drone strikes killing children. And then the message is they should be arrested. And then the cops come over and go, so you're really trying to kidnap the president. You go, no, obviously it's a protest. If they try to get you to opt in to say you were really trying to kidnap the president, it's 20 years in prison. So they play these games. That's why the cops will come and say, so when you said money bomb, you were planning to blow something up. They had Fox News say that about a Ron Paul money bomb, and that I was promoting it to bomb buildings. Now that was 6 years ago when the campaign started, you know, for 2008 and 2007, when the public didn't know what money bombs were. Again, they knew what a money bomb was. They were cold-bloodedly on Fox News going, these money bombs, was Glenn Beck, actually. He was on CNN at the time. They did it later on Fox. We need to use the army on these Ron Paul people and these money bomb libertarians. They want to blow up the Capitol with a bomb. And, of course, he knew full well what he was doing. I don't want to bash Glenn Beck. That's how dangerous he is, though. You know, saying we need to use the army on these Ron Paul people. Now that we won politically, you know, now that Ron Paul and Rand Paul are the hottest thing, you know, since the NFL draft or whatever, now it's like, oh, I love them. But when people didn't know what a money bomb was, yeah, Alex Jones with Ron Paul's planning a Guy Fawkes bomb. And they need to have the army used on them right now. And now the new thing is, yeah, I'm getting death threats from Alex Jones. I mean, it's totally made up. I'm in danger. He wants to get me. Help me. I'm weak. I told you the Jedi are taking over. I appreciate your call, empty White House. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome. Good to have you on here with us.
How you doing, sir?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Can I introduce myself? I'm not afraid to allow them to know my identity. My name is Matthew Johnson. I served you, the people, starting in 1997 as a United States soldier. And then I transferred and lost all my rank to the United States Marine Corps. I've had two basic trainings. And I actually started looking into these things because I wanted them not to be true. And one of the pieces of information I have here for you is it's about Snowden, who they claim to be a traitor. It's about the NSA. I got on their website, and this is real simple. Anyone can do it. You get on their website at NSA.gov, and you look at careers, and they have legitimate careers, entry-level careers, and the description title of these careers is Network Exploitation Analyst. The second one is Global Network Exploitation Analyst. So that directly says in the title that that's what we're going to do, is hack people's accounts, view what they're viewing, see what they're doing, who they're talking to, and that's a major problem, especially when you're talking about the Constitution of the United States. My other issue is that I know here in our state, Texas, right up the road in Dickinson, Texas, they are teaching our kids the New World Order for two chapters of their government class. It's a 12th grade class. It's a book called American History. You can look it up. You can buy it for $212 on eBay. And that book, Chapter 33, it will tell you about the New World Order. But the situation is...
No. Listen, starting about 8 years ago, they show the patents, they show the program, and they say, we're adding to jet fuel, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things to save the Earth from sun radiation. We're geoengineering, and there's the whole program, starting with 8th graders. In fact, I've got a copy of the textbook somewhere around here. But then they go on the news and say it doesn't exist, and I say Obama runs the tornadoes as a way to discredit it. So, yes, they say we've got the kids, and they teach them. Men are bad. Families are bad. We're going to take your guns. World government's coming. I've actually seen that textbook before. Somebody scanned it and sent it to me, but will you scan it and email it to showtips@infowars.com again? What is that, like a 2008 edition?
Actually, want to know the truth? The book was published in 1991.
Well, but it must be a new edition because I've seen that before. What's it called? The American History Reader? What's it called?
The American History, 1970 to the present, to today. and then the 33rd chapter. I can get you the nomenclature and everything. I actually did that already. I talked to both our congressmen and contacted every... I talked to both our senators and contacted...
Oh, listen, listen, listen. Time Magazine for Kids, about 11 years ago, because I showed it on air a bunch, said, your parents belong to the old past and they're foolish. It actually said that. I'm paraphrasing. And they don't understand it. And they don't want you to have really cool stuff. That's why they're against putting chips in you. This was Time Magazine for Kids, folks. I showed it probably 15 times on air or more for like weeks. I held it up and talked about it on my TV show and radio show. And it said, you know, they belong to the old age and don't get it and don't want you to have fun. You know better than them. I mean, it was like if I was writing a dystopic novel, how Big Brother would talk to the kids. You're going to get a chip. I mean, they've got your kids is what I'm saying. And now with centralized curriculum, it's all the teachers aren't even allowed to teach what they want because they know teachers are sneaking stuff in. They've got cameras watching the teachers. They're now fired if they don't walk in and just be jail guards, basically. Go ahead.
And I'll tell you what. I mean, if it doesn't exist, like mainstream media says, then why are they teaching it to them?
Well, sir.
The next thing is they can keep their fancy schmancy cool stuff, their Xbox Ones, their nonsense. In 1997, I rose my hand and I took that oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I didn't want to get involved, but I took that oath, and I have to keep my word before God. So the situation is people do need to wake up. They do need to do their own research. They can keep their fancy schmancy crap. But we need to keep that Constitution.
No, I hear you. Listen, God bless you. I got to jump to break, come back with more calls. But you're absolutely right, sir, and God bless you for waking up. And I'm glad you tried to prove me wrong and found out that I was telling the truth. This is a technocratic reengineering of the whole world, a takeover towards authoritarianism. And it's all hidden in plain view. Yeah, your TV's watching you. Yeah, the Xbox Connect, you know, looks through your walls and reports back to the Pentagon. Big deal. Pentagon cares about you. Did you take your shots today? I mean, again, they knew when they blew up the chemical weapons dumps in Gulf War I, it was going to hurt our troops, and then they covered it up. Okay, these are evil people.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By the way, that last caller pointed out the NSA has network exploitation people on it, and that is, folks, to break in and take over domestic computers. If you go to the Cyber Command, the last 4 or 5 years, they've been advertising that, admitting they're doing it. Of course, and it's all domestically aimed, which they've denied, which is just ridiculous. So, you know, right there is something important that was brought up by a caller. Lee in Ontario, Canada, thanks for calling in, Lee.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Oh, okay. Here's one of the things I wanted to say. About a year ago, I sent you an article about American police being able to, they have jurisdiction in Canadian waters. I don't know if you ever got it.
I did, and our military now patrols your streets in areas of Canada. It's absolute New World Order garbage.
Yes, and actually up here... I'm actually in Kapuskasing, Ontario, and up here in World War II, we had a POW camp, and lately we've been seeing, in the last 2 years, we've been seeing an influx of armored personnel. The Army has been setting up natural disaster drills here.
Yeah, it's they use natural disaster, but then tanks. It's really civil unrest. You should go as a citizen journalist, give yourself a name, you know, the name of your organization. Go shoot video, put it on YouTube. Go up and ask the military. You have nothing wrong. What are the armored vehicles for?
Exactly. And the other thing is, I'm actually from Vancouver Island, British Columbia. And there was this, I heard about you maybe, 8 years ago. And there's this guy who, actually, he used to be heavily involved into the satanic cult, and which turned Christian. Born again, and he showed me, he took me to all the parks in town, and they all had the Nazi symbols on the gates, and nobody actually noticed this, it's just a little fact I wanted to tell you.
No, it's gang sign, just like when you see gang stuff, graffiti, you don't know what it means. They all know what it means. And it is just overrun with gangs and cults. And these are all just people looking for power who then use it to get more people into their group to abuse them and suck off of them. It's absolutely pathetic and disgusting. I appreciate your call, Lee. That's another show. Evan in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Clive the Beyond. How are you doing today?
Good. You're listening on XM 244, sir. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much for waking me up, Alex. Say, I've got a really important message. Tomorrow in Washington, there's going to be a press conference over this immigration bill. And throughout the day, I like how Lindsey Williams pointed out several times that they have buzzwords, and you can hear it on the news, okay? And I'm going through the XM channels this afternoon, some right-to-work advocates had sat there and said that they're trying to slam RFID chips, not just for the immigrants, but for anybody and everybody in the United States would have to receive an RFID chip in it, in themselves, to be able to work. And they're saying, well, there would be a violation of being able to have the right to work.
So they're pushing implantable microchips on the news, you're saying?
There's some right to work advocates got into that bill, and it's very important that we have to get behind. These congressmen will be coming out on tomorrow in Washington. It's a pretty big deal.
Did I misunderstand you? You said they're promoting implantable chips to work?
No, that's what's in that bill, this immigration bill. some right-to-work advocates have gotten in there.
I've been in the bill. No, I know it's got it's got a national ID in it with a microchip in it, but then the illegals will all be exempt. Very, very interesting. I'm going to do some overdrive. Thank you, Evan, to talk to Alicia, Lisa, and Eric straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds.
Thank you.
Infowars.com/show to find the free audio visit video GCN feeds and podcast. Today. Check it out.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bill Ayers came out and defended Obama, saying he said he'd be middle of the road, but he went on to say, I think he should be put on trial for war crimes with every other president. That's giving him left cover. Bill Ayers, literally, you know, Obama grew up with him. That is meant to give left cover to Obama and to have the fake right wing defend him. But then Ayers goes on to say, but oh, he's still a good guy, basically. So it's a bunch of rhetoric, but that article's up on Infowars.com right now. Let's go to Alicia in Minnesota. You're on the air. Welcome.
Well, hi there, Alex.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Good.
Just a couple things I wanted to talk about, especially about like the TSA. You had a girl on there a couple weeks ago talking about TSA searches. Probably about 8 years ago, when I was about 17, I flew on a flight. And they told me because I had put my flight on standby because I was sick that I had to be put into a special search. And I thought that it was really weird at the time. My mom and I kind of thought it was strange, but we complied. And then they started to do the search, and it was very intrusive. I mean, extremely intrusive. I mean, they touched everywhere and anything they could. I mean, they're looking in your undergarments on the outside, on the inside.
Let me be clear. Are you saying they said we think you might be sick?
No, they were saying that because I was sick and put my flight on standby to get home sooner because I was in a wheelchair at the time. I was really sick. I had a lot of health problems. I've always had health problems my whole life. They were saying because I put my flight on standby that I had to be searched because at that time, standby was a flag for terrorists, that terrorists put their flights on standby.
No. It's all part of they're looking for terrorists when the government, 9 times out of 10, is running the terrorist. And when the TSA does that with me, I go, wait, you work for the government on record that runs Al-Qaeda. So stop acting like I'm a suspect and you're not. I mean, the TSA have been caught being, you know, stealing people's stuff, being pedophiles at record numbers. They are the suspects, not me.
Right.
Go ahead.
And I mean, I've even received little notes in my bags before about, you know, because I always roll up my stuff military style. They put notes in my bag when I've flown like, hey, you're packing your stuff too tight for us to search. We couldn't get in your bag. And I mean, it's every single time I've flown. And people at first used to think I was a little bit nutty about it when I was telling them, you know, I think for some reason I'm being watched. I think for some reason they know something and they're tracking me and sending little notes in my bags every time I fly. And so people just need to start waking people up slowly, start showing them the inconsistencies that you are showing them on a daily basis to the people that they love and know, and try to wake them up how you know you can get to people. Because, you know, some things can seem out there for the for the first time, people who are just waking up.
No, I hear you.
We really need to focus on how you can get it to each individual person you know, because if you're a listener of Alex Jones, you already are awake, period.
I hear you. Spread the word. Good to hear from you. I'm going to do some overdrive. I need to go back to 4 hours every day. I'm going to come back and go to Lisa, Lucy, and Abraham, but that's going to be it for calls because I want to play this video. NSA agent caught snooping on video. This is some of the funniest satire I've ever seen, but it's real. He's just not NSA. He goes out in this video on the street with a boom microphone listening to people and saying, we've been spying on you, but now we're just going public. And, you know, the people threaten to kick his butt and stuff. A dog attacks him. And this is a real video. These are real people. It's just that he's not really NSA. And it just illustrates what they're really doing, but it's covert. I mean, if I went to my neighbor's house and said, hi, I want to come in and plant, you know, microphones in your house, they'd probably try to punch me in the nose. But as long as government does it, it's supposedly okay. So that's in the featured stories archive. It's already scrolled off the page. That's why it's so important to click on the top stories link at the top of Infowars.com, because all the big stories that roll off will be there. But I want to take some of your calls, play that. And then also the Veritas Project, they've got their new book out. We're going to put it in the shopping cart as soon as they sell some to us, really showing you how to be an activist. They've learned a lot of great lessons. We've learned a lot from them. They've learned a lot from us, and they've caught some pretty powerful video.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net, spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going back to your phone calls, but first I wanted to play a video by Tom Mabe. It's up on Infowars.com. I also tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones is a good place to find it. NSA agent caught snooping on video. And, again, this is some of the best satire I have ever seen. He's not a real NSA agent, but these are real people. These are real people. There's a little bit of racy language towards the end, so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it is up on my Twitter, at Real Alex Jones, and up on Infowars.com. It's scrolled off the main page already in the featured news archive, so just click on top stories, and you'll find it partway down there. That's why breaking news is our RSS feed, whatever the latest is, but top stories is our top stories, the featured news area. That is such an important link. There in the navigation bar on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But let's go ahead and go to him walking around for radio listeners with a big boom mic, coming up to people sitting around having lunch at a cafe outside, people sitting on a bench at a bus stop, and some of them, you know, say, I'm going to get up and kick your butt and keep doing that. I mean, this is real. These are real people. But when the government does it, but he says it's the government, some go, oh, okay. But others say, yeah, that degenerate government. So let's go ahead and a little dog attacks him. It's amazing. Here it is.
We just, the government, we just monitor people's phone calls.
Can you get away from me?
Hey, don't run from the NSA.
He's chasing him down the street. And if you don't want to be listened to, that's a sign of your criminality. They're on a park bench.
We just monitor people's phone calls.
Do you mind?
Go ahead. I don't mind. Go ahead. I'm fine. Oh, now we got to monitor conversations. The government. And now the secret's out. We don't even bother hiding anymore. It's for your own safety. Yeah, well, we've been doing that for years, sir.
Why are you putting the camera on me?
For over 20 years, we've been videotaping. No, you're fine. No, I'm sorry.
Just now he's in the toilet.
Come to find out, Obama's not running the country. Chuck Norris, Kung Fu grip, you know, the karate guy, Chuck Norris. Yeah.
Chuck Norris,
can you hear that?
The guy believed it because he's dressed in a suit, that Chuck Norris runs America. You know, when Chuck Norris does push-ups.
We do this periodically, it's just random people.
He doesn't move, the earth does. Again, you got to go to the video.
Which way are you going?
It's even more powerful. He says, if you don't leave me alone right now, I'm going to basically come after you. Now he's looking at what this lady's reading at a cafe.
Just checking your email out with the government. We do this time to time.
There's the Pomeranian attacking. I love it.
Huh?
How you know you want to get out of the
municipal? Oh, we never got permission to listen to anybody. We just did it.
It's the government.
It's the government.
By the way, there are now Obama groups asking him to spy on Tea Party.
I'll tell you what you need to do.
What's that?
Hey, get right there. They stick you up with goddamn. Hey, get the hell away from me.
I'm a government official, sir. We do not stick microphones in our...
You don't do that to me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So that guy really knows what he's talking about there. Now, going to another serious piece. This is exclusive. You know, the folks that brought down Akern, you could have done this too, a citizen journalist, going in with women going, hi, this is an underage prostitute. We're going to run slaves. And they're like, oh, let us help you run the slaves. And you go to another Akern office. As long as you're a Democrat, you know, it's okay. I mean, the Democratic Party really is an organized crime organization with a bunch of useful idiots following it around. And the Republicans are a bunch of well-meaning fascist supporters on average. You know, the average Republican really thinks that the Republican Party's good and has no idea it's an Al-Qaeda-running crime syndicate, basically. But hidden camera catches wireless company employees passing out Obama phones to people who say they'll sell them for drugs, shoes, handbags, and spending cash. Yeah, we interviewed one lady, not the Obama phone lady, we interviewed her too, who'd gotten over 100 free phones in just the last few years. And again, it's just a giant boondoggle, and the telecommunications companies, they make the money off of it. So let's go ahead and go to this Project Veritas report. Here it is.
They're known as Obama phones.
Yeah, we need more phones.
A $2.2 billion lifeline program that doles out free phones to anybody who qualifies, all funded by charges that appear on your phone bill. Although the program was started two decades ago, both the employees who give out the phones and the people who receive them credit President Obama.
They can be anywhere. I don't know where.
The Obama phones, are they always giving them out?
Do they give them out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Congress is currently discussing the waste, fraud, and abuse rampant in the program. So we decided to investigate. Would these Obama phone workers tell us to take phones we don't actually need? Would they tell us these phones are sold to buy drugs?
Obama's being really nice. Anybody makes $16,000 a year. It's kind of a question that I've been this year, and unfortunately, there are people on drugs. They get this phone, and they go get $40.
I don't know if you guys give me the phone. It's my phone.
Yeah.
Gosh, so I can, like, sell it and stuff.
And if you want to do it,
it's phone. Get some money for heroin.
Hey, I'm good.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Would they tell us to sell the phones and break the law? And would they tell us, after breaking the law, to plead the fifth?
On my application, one more question. When I come back on the application, should I put down that I intend to sell it, or don't, like, put that up? Don't.
That's totally, like, do the fifth on it.
Okay.
You know that's illegal.
It is?
There's
our
guidelines. It's against the law.
If you're interested in learning how much the phone's worth, recommend you go to any pawn shop.
I could get the phone and then sell it.
Yeah, I don't care what the heck you're...
And if we wanted to break the law and use the money from the free phones to buy a Louis Vuitton handbag, what would the worker in this program that you pay for advise us to do?
I just need, you know how it is. I love bags, and I have so many. I am in debt, so I need to sell as many of these phones as possible to pay off my bills and stuff. So I don't know what to do. Okay. I mean, all I'm saying is thank God for Obama, because Obama's basically paying for my Louis Vuitton bag right now, if you know what I mean. So to sell the phone? I thought I could do what I want.
Up to you. It don't have none. Just keep it to yourself. Just keep it to yourself.
Okay.
I love bad, 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 my problem, problem. And yeah, I like the pick up, problem. I love bad, 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 my problem, problem. And yeah, I like the pick up.
Yeah, it feels good to be a gangster, baby. Thank you, Obama.
We went to the stand-up wireless store in Philadelphia and confronted the store manager.
I have James O'Keefe. He's a Project Veritas.
Yes.
And basically, you're a journalist.
Yes.
He's a journalist. He's here. Wants to show me something saying that our employees was breaking the law, so he has some footage.
Who denied the worker giving out phones in the stand-up wireless tent was her employee.
I'm not sure where this location was at, so I'm not.
It was here in Philadelphia.
Those employees don't even look familiar to me.
They must have been trained by the IRS commissioner.
We then asked the store manager about a worker who actually worked right next to the manager inside the store.
Nothing.
And she admitted it was her employee, but defended his actions. The manager then told us to contact the head of her company.
I want to show you. This is two. I forgot to show you. This is your employee, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can I just show you this one quote because I forgot to show this to you?
All right. That's good. The rest of it's up on Infowars.com. It's on DrudgeReport.com. It's all over the place. And that's investigative journalism. In fact, we ought to send our crew out with a hidden camera and go to one of these Obama phone things and walk in and say, I'm going to use it to buy crack. And they'll sit there and give it to you. And then come back a day later and get another phone. You can just get the phone over and over and over again. Taxpayer paid for. We did send undercover people into the Austin water facility on a tour, but we're supposed to have cameras to show where it said deadly poison, one drop and you're dead, skull and crossbones. It eats holes in the concrete and they're pumping it right into the water. But that's what you got to do to illustrate this to people. Let's go ahead and go to Lisa in Arkansas, then we'll come back and talk to everybody else. You want to talk about Agenda 21? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, yes, there is a thing going on that they're trying to do here in Arkansas and Missouri. It's the White River Watershed Blue Way.
Yeah, and then they take property up to 10 to 50 miles on each side and don't let you build on it. And basically, they're the mafia. What's wrong with that? It's very loving.
This is covering 17.8 million acres.
I know,
and
it's massive.
It seems like, I know, it's insane. And no one, it seems like, here has heard of it.
Well, see, when they shut down your land use, then all the insider mafia, they're going to be allowed to build, so their property is going to increase in value. I mean, what's wrong with that? It's loving.
I know. Well, in Arkansas, we have to do resolutions in each county, and there's only been maybe 9 that's done so far. And that's why I called you, just to try to get the word out, because I know you have a lot of listeners here in Arkansas.
Yes, ma'am. Every major river and even side streams, they're going 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles out in some cases. They sit there and gerrymander the maps where, because all these big boards meet and all the insiders, their land is excluded or they get a waiver later and then they just say, it's for the earth. You can't build on your property now. We're liberal. With troops with black uniforms and machine guns behind them. I mean, it's just like, drink some more poison, lady. Take some more shots and roll over and die. I mean, it's just a military takeover. You go to these meetings and they're all just there. Not the public smart growth ones, but the ones that get announced, but they're not really promoted, where they actually meet beforehand. They're just like, and they're going, and my property will be off limits from the agreement, so will yours, Bob. They just rub their hands together and just, why not? I mean, they're hardcore criminals. What's wrong with that? And we put up with it, so we deserve it, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. Our country is ours to lose.
I mean, around here, they took hundreds of thousands of acres the last 15 years for a watershed. And then they have the former mayors and people that did it owning the banks that you have to go to. And then you get a waiver to build on your own property. I mean, but they don't have names like Gotti or Gambino. And people are like, only Italians can be criminals. There's no way, you know, people with names like Watson or Jones could be criminal. Or if you're black, you can't be a criminal. Obama, you know, Peace Prize. Or if you're, it just goes on and on. It's like if you're wearing a suit, it's okay. I'm serious. You could have guys in suits and ties if they were really fancy in Armani suits with meat cleavers, just murder, like chopping children up at like a watermelon stand. One a leg, one an arm. And as long as you're wearing a suit, the police would be there and help move the child in and bring a guillotine in to cut their heads off. How you doing today, ma'am?
Crazy but true.
I'm being a little sarcastic, but you know why I rant, why I quit doing a fourth hour. I tend to go wild on the fourth hour. That's what happens, and it's wrong, and I appreciate your call, ma'am. I think a fourth hour, the reason I quit was, I get too exhausted afterwards, and I can't get the rest of my work done for a while. But B, and more importantly, it gets to me, all this news, so I start getting really satirical. In fact, look at my Twitter account, one of our Twitter accounts, Real Alex Jones. And again, there's that video if you want to see it down there from 6 hours ago. Video, NSA caught taping people in public. Best satire ever. Please retweet that out to everybody you know. Okay, let's go to another extremist. Lucy in Texas. Lucy, you're not dead. You haven't been drinking enough fluoride, taking enough shots, honey. Why are you hurting the earth even being alive?
I'm actually a newly awakened American.
Whoa, that's extreme.
It is, and, you know, over the past few months, I've really come across a lot of information. And talking about the weather today, I've noticed last week we had a little circulation of storms coming in, and it was over the past just like 4 days straight. And, you know, I kind of just noticed how the pattern came in. It came in from the south one day, then it came in from the east another day, and then from the north, and then it just kind of did a circular thing. And, you know, with a lot of the things, we're going through a really dry season. You know, I'm trying to do a lot of things here at my house and get things going. And with the chemtrails and all that, it really is a hindrance for a lot of us. And Texas agriculture has been struggling lately. So, we're really trying to hang in there. And I just kind of, you know, I read something about HAARP and how a lot of theories about how it influenced the earthquake in Japan and it influenced a lot of other natural disasters, maybe even Hurricane Sandy that went through New York.
And, you know,
well, ma'am, there are giant admitted weather modification programs going on for at least 20 years. And they were doing a lot of tests for decades before that. But definitely the weather has been manipulated. And they're trying to get better and better at controlling it while denying it exists to the general public, even though it's in official congressional boards and UN treaties. So, absolutely, I mean, there's all sorts of weather modification going on. But the public's almost in like a Stone Age level technology, compared to what the establishment's got. And so they like to just keep us totally in the dark, treat us like children, and say, oh, there's no NSA. I mean, I'd get phone calls in like 1996 on radio saying there is no NSA. That was first when they were admitting it was going on and Echelon was spying. People would say, not only are they not spying because that's illegal and we're not 1984, but it doesn't exist. But, I mean, now the streetlights have got microphones in them, the newer ones. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Taking a chance, you know, calling in and getting to share information with you. But, you know, I think information is our virtue right now, and we need to communicate and share information. And that's what's going to get us maybe to the answer of what is their agenda. And, you know,
that's why they want to keep their agenda secret so we can't have a debate about it. So they just go, doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Brooklyn Bridge doesn't. It'd be like we said, scientists are saying, hypothetically, the Brooklyn Bridge may be in danger of collapsing. And their answer would be, there is no Brooklyn Bridge. And you could be there going, well, there's the Brooklyn Bridge right there. And you could be in Manhattan. And they'd say, no, it isn't. So they just play this mind game with us. Sorry, go ahead.
During your Bilderberg weekend, I was following that and I actually came across some videos on YouTube, and I think I tried sending them to Paul, and my email just, it kept giving me a mailer, Damon error thing. But I came across a video on YouTube where the Honorable Paul Hellyer, the Minister of National Defense, actually disclosed information about Bilderberg and in relation to UFOs. And me coming from a Christian background, and I never believed in things like that, and here lately, like I said, I'm newly awakened, and information has literally just been soaking in. And
now, well, here's my issue. I mean, there are obviously unidentified flying objects. That doesn't mean that there are aliens in there. I mean, you see stuff all the time. It's like they had NSA blimps over cities, and they would go, "Looks aliens," and they had propellers on it because you couldn't say it was an NSA blimp with the solar panels on top. So you had to say it was an alien, but I just don't know about that whole UFO crowd. There's just so much disinfo in it. But good to hear from you, Lucy. Glad you called in. Good to have you on board. Please spread the word about the broadcast. You're absolutely right. Spreading information is seminal, and it's key, and it's paramount. Let's go to Abraham in Ontario. Syria and NATO is what you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, that's correct. First of all, Alex, my name is Ibrahim. I'm a Lebanese Muslim, and I really respect your work and your opinions. Just one more thing before getting to the subject. When looking at the whole political spectrum, like there's a left and the things they talk about and, you know, the fake right, as you say, they all come up to the same distortion on the Middle East, right? There's like a very big, distortion. Like, first of all, like, you know, I have a lot of, you know, I'm Muslim, I have Muslim friends. A lot of them respect you and really respect your opinions, for one. So I'm going to get into the subject. So I wanted to make a connection between Libya and Syria. There are very similar cases. They're very similar. What happened is very similar. But Libya, you know, as you know, Gaddafi tried to establish a new currency, a new gold currency. Now, as you know, gold is what
It's part of the same war, same people, same everything. Yeah.
Yeah, but just one more thing I wanted to add. I know, as a Muslim, Al-Qaeda is a satanic, crazy group. I know, funded, brainwashed. They're a bunch of, drug heads, if you'd like. But what I wanted to get to is, even though the rebels in Syria are the ones in the wrong, you got to understand that the Assad government, it wants to keep its sovereignty, but they do have secret arrests and secret torture behind the scenes. And if you go on YouTube, there are loads of videos from both sides, and before this whole revolt was going on, like, for example, I have an uncle, you know, I'm Lebanese in Lebanon. He used to, like, see all sorts of bad things about the Assad government, and he got, like, secretly arrested by that government.
There is no doubt that the Assad regime is a dictatorship, and I don't support them. But I do not support an offensive attack on Syria giving al-Qaeda weapons while they take my rights away because of a manufactured al-Qaeda threat. And they want a clash of civilizations. So I understand that, sir. I mean, my issue was the CIA isn't overthrowing the country to put a good government in. They're doing it to destabilize the whole region. It's on record. And God bless you. Got 20 seconds. Closing comment.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's a really good point. Just one more thing I wanted to say is a lot of people, like, I love the views of libertarianism. You said you're a constitutional populist. I really, like, respect that. But one thing is, I've seen a lot of, like, the extreme right. I really like the freedom values that you guys have, and I share them as a Canadian living here in Niagara. And there's something really fast is, you guys gotta open your mind, as David Icke says, on the views of Islam. I don't want you guys to convert, but let's just have peace, and let's live together. The Palestinians, the Israelis, let's live together, you know?
All right, we're out of time. I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Look, let's get the cancer viruses out of the vaccines. I mean, I'm trying to deal with those issues. State of Mind, the new film, exclusively available, InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the broadcast. You get, for a limited time, the film American Dream free with the new film, and it's also on Blu-ray, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock.
We're on the march.
InfoWars on the nightly run. News, 7 o'clock.
Alex Jones and the
Share
GCN
your username
Radio
and passcode
Network.
For PrisonPlanet.tv.